It's time for high school football. I'm K105.3. The football frenzy is on deep in the heart of the Mountie Nation. Hastings at Northwest. Tonight's game being brought to you by Artmade Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Lester Brothers, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape Creations, Tri-County Water, Subway, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and Elro Steel. Now to the press box with Captain Steve Boyle and Madman Matt Lehman.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Northwest High School out here on Van Horn Road. Ended up being a beautiful night for football so far, Matt. What did he say? Headman, Matt Lehman?
Madman or something? What was that? It's like last week I was the first. It's like he's auditioning these nicknames for me. I like it, man. I like J-Rod. He's an all right guy.
We chose tonight to try out a new nickname as we're at J-Rod's alma mater, Northwest Mounties, taking on Hastings Saxons tonight. And just a few minutes left here on the pregame. We're not too far away from kickoff on homecoming night. And we know there's some people who are still getting through that tailgate party and getting their chance to sign up for that 2016 Chevy Cruze, brand new out of Art Main. Two-year lease.
Nice ride, too.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I'd take it in a heartbeat. But I'm uneligible to win, so we'll get 10 qualifiers tonight, and we'll have a big qualifiers party at Art Main after the season's over, and somebody's going to drive away in that sweet ride. For now, we'll take a break on the pregame. 2 minutes, we'll be right back on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's Football Frenzy game between Hastings and Northwest. Be sure to come out to next week's game with Grass Lake hosting Manchester. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the first 50 people receive a free hot dog courtesy of Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, a proud supporter of high school athletics, wishes the best of luck to the Hastings and Northwest football teams.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Madman Matt Lehman, broadcasting live at Northwest High School. We were treated to a rousing rendition of our national anthem by the Northwest Choir. They nailed it, man.
That was awesome. And you know what was cool to see is you had a couple of football players in there.
The Beach Bar on Ocean.
I like seeing it. A little bit of everything.
A couple ladies who are on the homecoming courts, exactly. Cheerleaders. Yeah, they really cool. Mix it up there. Now it sounded great. Up. Everybody on their feet, hands over the heart. We love it here. And we got 12 minutes on the clock, and we're just about ready to get started. Northwest, 0-2 on the young season. Coming off a loss to Battle Creek, Harper Creek, a very good Battle Creek team, 35-0 last week. So they're going to look to get their first win on the board here for the 2016 season. 12 of 21, Crowley, a quarterback for the Mounties, 47 yards last week. Eli Eaton and Karan Scherer both toted the ball for over 100 yards combined. And Darius Case is a kid who I like from the basketball team. I know he's a strong kid, quick kid. And he had four tackles last week, had a catch, and two kickoff returns for 77 yards, so we'll be keeping an eye on him. And the Mounties will receive to start the game here as we get this kickoff just about ready to go. Here in the K105.3 Football Frenzy, the big prize, the 2017 Chevy Cruze, Matt, I was corrected. Built-in Wi-Fi in that car, too.
You know, I had the built-in Wi-Fi a little bit in my truck. And
yeah?
It's nice, except when you know, if you have a daughter that wants to use the stream movies or whatever, so about 20 minutes down the road, it's gone. But it's great for surfing the Internet.
Kickoff fielded by the Mounties. Short, high kick at the 35-yard line. They have a good field position to start off their first possession of the tilt. And again, stay tuned at halftime today. We have our Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. And at the end of the game, we will choose a Subway player of the game. Mounties break their huddle. Two wide receivers. And quarterback working out of the shotgun. One back with him. One wing back off to his right. Oh, he's got three wide now out of the shotgun. Give it to the running backs. Got a lot of room there. 5, 6, 7. Battles ahead. Makes it 9 yards. Just short of the first down. And a great carry on first down for... I got Alan Lillyweems on that one.
That's the way, you know, you do that right there. You get that kind of yardage on first down. Sets up second and short and opens up the playbook.
Yeah, you end up with a lot of options on second and short when you can get that going. Matt, and we'll see what the Mounties do here. Again, second and just inches from the 45-yard line. Looking to work their way into Hastings Saxon territory. Three wide for the quarterback. Out of the shotgun. Football is snapped. Handles it well. On the slant. Oh. Caught! Nice. Cuts through a tackle over the 54, 35 down to the 30-yard line.
Sierra Allen on the catch.
Big connection on the pass. The big, just a quick slant route. Calmly thrown and nailed. Didn't stick to the hands right away, Matt, but he did concentrate and make the catch. Kudos to that receiver to grab it in stride and take it for a big gain for the Mounties. First and 10, just short of their opponent's 30-yard line at 31.
I talked about that. It was set up really on that first down carry of 9 yards right there, and he opens up your playbook and came out aggressive.
Junior quarterback Ryan Crowley takes the snap again. This time he's going to keep it, and he's through the line. Grabbed from behind. He does get it down near the 25-yard line before he's dragged down. Another nice play for Northwest, showing some ball movement early on here. Now, this is a Hastings team that lost to Lumen Christie last week. And that score was 41-14, but our scouting report from GOC, having seen that game last week, was that Hastings wasn't as bad as that score indicated. But right now, Northwest, you know, maybe riding off a little homecoming adrenaline. Swing pass, a little high, out of reach. Crowley trying to connect with Bryce Darrow on that one. Can't quite get it. That's going to go out of bounds, incomplete. Bring up third down at 6 for the Mounties.
Tell you, we were talking a little bit before the game. You look at this I-8 conference, and I'll tell you what. It is a meat grinder in football. You got Harper Creek, you got Marshall, you got Lumen Christie, you got Coldwater, Penfield. Those are some good football teams. You know, and I think, you know, Western, Hastings, Northwest, I think they are too. But I'll tell you, this is a tough conference.
Crowley out of the shotgun, two wide to his right. He hands it off on third down. Cut back inside. He's near the first, breaks a tackle. He's got the first down for sure, down to the 15.
That's Lillyweems again.
Lillyweems again, and he's... He wears those big linebacker-esque pads back there. Makes him look huge coming out of the backfield, but he's got some swerve in his step, too. And a huge play on third down there for the Mounties to keep the drive alive and get him into the red zone. Instead of first and 10, they can call it the 16.
I was expecting a little bit of Eli Eatman tonight, but I'm looking down on the sideline right there, and he's in street clothes down there. They got his jersey number 4 on, so he must be out hurt.
Out of the shotgun, Ryan Crowley fakes the give, rolls out. He's got some pressure. He's going to get pulled down for a sack, and he wisely secures the football, but he's going to get pulled down back outside the 25-yard line.
Crowley hitting the backfield.
Good penetration by the Hastings defense.
It is. You know, the it puts you in a tough situation. You had a good drive going here. Now puts you in a second and long. And
you know, it's, again, going to that scouting report that I got from Greg O'Connor, big number 79 on the Hastings defensive line, Trevor Ryan. He's a kid who goes both ways for him, and he's just an absolute man among boys out there. Not super tall, but he's a big, round guy and plugs up that middle. Reminds me of like Vince Wilfork for the New England Patriots. Pitch out on second and long for the Mounties. Willie Weems again. He's going to be pulled down short of the 20-yard line. They do get a couple yards to make it third and call it 14 for the Mounties. A little stall here on their opening drive before that sack was going along smoothly. We've got 8:34 to go first quarter on KML 5.3's Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. WKHM FM, Brooklyn Jackson.
They're definitely in four down territory here, so you know, I expect them to at least try to get half of this right here.
Two wide to Crowley's left. Lily Weems in the backfield with him. Out of the shotgun, takes the snap. He's looking to pass, and he rolls out. He's got an open man down to the 10. Down to the 5. Broke a tackle. He's at the goal line. Dives. Reaches out for the pylon. I think he stepped out of bounds, Matt, before he got down there. Had a chance at a touchdown there, but we're going to see him down.
Nice RAC run after the catch on that one, buddy, I tell you. First down.
Another real crisp throw there from Crowley to the open man out in the flat. A little deeper than the flat, I'd say, Matt, but certainly that the yak there, yards after the catch, were huge. And Northwest's first and goal here on their first drive. The homecoming game of the Football Frenzy.
First and goal for the Mounties with the ball at the 3-yard line.
Mounties offense looking crisp here in the early going. Three wide receivers again for Crowley. Really spread things out here against this Hastings defense. Crowley's looking into the line to run, and he's going to get pulled down short of the goal line. Put him at the 3-yard line. Not a lot of running room there.
Hit at the line of scrimmage.
And I don't know, Matt. It looked like a designed run, but there's potential that, you know, it wasn't necessarily what they called up, and then he just saw space there.
Yep, kind of a little run-pass option.
Northwest huddles back up. That'll be second and goal from
second down.
Scoreboard shows the 3-yard line. That's kind of what I'm seeing. I'll send a thank you out to Jeff Bontrager for having us out tonight in this palatial press box.
Beautiful.
Most room we've had all year. I formation now for Northwest. A little swerve. Gives to Lily Weems, and he dives into the line. He's going to be down close to the goal line, but short. So second down. Northwest, that's the first time we've seen them go I formation. Hastings defense was not fooled, and again, they have those big interior D linemen. Big number 79 there is Trevor Ryan.
Third down and goal. The ball at the 1-yard line.
Hastings and another team that they're winless on the season so far, Matt.
You know, Lake Odessa, good club. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Lumen Christi. You said that game was a lot closer than the score indicated.
Yeah, so. In a tough league, their I formation now, two wide receivers to the right for Ryan from the left hash, and he gives it to the fullback. Quick dive into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwest Mounties. That is Karan Sharar. On the carry, Sharar listed at a 6'1", 205. That's a big body toting the rock from the 1-yard line. He dove it right in. 6:26 to go first quarter. Northwest on top, 6-0. Extra point pending. And they line up with the line to the left, away from the kickings. And now they'll shift over. Setting up for the kick. Point after attempt.
Josh O'Neill
top. High kick over the uprights. It's good. 7-0 Northwest Mounties. First quarter, they drive it down and score. Homecoming lead for the Mounties over the Hastings Saxons. We'll take a 1-minute break. We're right back on the KML 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
O'Neill's got a big boot for the Mounties on the kickoff. Fielded at the 10 by Hastings. A lot of room up the middle. Saving tackle there for the Mounties. Number 45 is Tanner Beach.
He had some, I'll tell you, he breaks that tackle, and he's got a chance to go the distance.
Instead, he's brought down to the 40-yard line where Hastings will start out first and 10. And again, we got our scouting report from last week from GOC. And expect to hear a lot of Ryan Allen and Terry Dahl toting the rock for him. Keep an eye on those kids out on the field for the Hastings Saxons. I didn't know where Hastings was, man. Did you?
I did.
I
got family in Hastings.
You're joking.
No, I do.
There's a handoff out of the Hastings scrum. Carried by Westworth for and they roll that ahead for about 3 yards on first down. Bring up second and 7 for Hastings near the 43-yard line. Call it the 44. First down's right at midfield.
Now, do you know what a Saxon is?
Yes, but I have a general idea, but I wouldn't give a definition. It'd be clunky. Okay. No wide receivers for Hastings.
I'll take that as a no.
And this time it gives up the middle. Pull down into that northwest line. He gets a couple more yards. Still short. That's going to bring up a third down, and we'll say about 4 yards from the 46-yard line. Never know who they're going to give that pigskin to out of that scrum, though, Matt.
Got that. But they said they'll show a little bit of this wing T, and then they'll show a little bit of the spread. So they kind of, I think it depends on what they feel their strengths are.
That's good defense. And again, they give her up the middle, and he's pulled right back out of there. Looking forward, are they looking forward progress? Mark that at the
basically no game, maybe even a
47,
maybe even a little bit of a loss.
Yeah, the guy holding that fourth down sign didn't take too many, didn't have to make much of an adjustment.
They punting,
and on fourth down they make a couple substitutions as though maybe the punt unit is getting ready to go here. And that's not the case.
Yeah, they might elect to try to draw Northwest offsides here.
Fourth down, 3 yards.
Run the play.
And they run the play. And nowhere to go. Short of the first down, though. He got it close. Inside
handoff. I'll tell you. It's close. You know, you look at
that. They signaled a first down on the field without even a measurement.
Whoa.
And the spot's definitely short of where the first down marker was at. That's
ball right at midfield. Wow.
You can't be excited about that, and you can see the Northwest head coach almost out to midfield there, Corey Slater.
He's got a beef. I mean, come on. Got to measure that at least. We thought it was short.
Right, and now
the ball spotted out.
Call it
a
disagreement. Now they jump off sides. We'll wait for them to sort out the penalty here. Let me mention everybody who got qualified for the 2017 Chevy Cruze from Art Main tonight at our pregame tailgate. Jessica Hanshew, Rachel Hosler, Scott Warner, Melissa Laird, Robert Mason, Gina Frederick, Shelly Wenman, Kathleen Jimenez, Dewey Graves, and Dawn Wurtzbar. Congratulations to James Bracken, $50 gas card winner from Marathon. So a lot of winners tonight at the tailgate. And qualifiers for that Chevy Cruze. We'll have that big qualifier party at Art Main. 5-yard penalty on the offside. First and 5 for the Saxons. Give us to the big running back. Breaks a couple tackles. He's to the outside. He's got some room over the 30. Breaks another one. Stiff arms the guy down over the 10. He's going to get in the end zone. Touchdown, Hastings. Signal from the official is that it is indeed a touchdown. Broke a couple of tackles.
45 yards.
Big run there. And I got 85 on the carry, Matt. Is that Skyler Brower?
Skyler Brower with a 45-yard touchdown.
Broke it to the outside, and you know, he broke a tackle on the way and then stiff-armed the guy down to the ground and able to dive up that high line.
You know what? Hey, call like I see it, man. I tell you, that's fourth down stop right there.
Yeah, it really changes it changed the tone
that.
Of the
game. You know, we're not down there. I'm not going to criticize it, but it sure does look like, you know, it should have been at least spotted.
Rolls out the pass on the two-point conversion attempt. Through the hands, incomplete. Northwest holds on to the lead by 1-7-6. A 45-yard touchdown run. Let's take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff. Northwest gets the ball back, leading 7-6 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Alro Plastics, offering plastic shapes and machine parts to Alro Steel's existing customer base. Alro Plastics product offerings include sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Their processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their industrial applications and stocking the appropriate engineered materials. Arrow Plastics since 1987 and online at arrowplastics.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Yeah, quick turn for things there for the Northwest Mounties. Looked like they had a stop on fourth down. Instead, the official signal first down. They have a 5-yard penalty and then give a touchdown run on the very next play. It's really turned things around there for the Mounties and the Saxons. They get back in the game, trailing 6-7 after the failure on the conversion attempt.
The out-of-town scoreboard, Concord strikes first on a touchdown run and 2-point conversion by Tony Brooks Jr. It's 8-0 Concord down to at Jonesville tonight. Western. After an interception, just took the lead on Marshall. Not sure, pending the extra point.
Kickoff's another high, short kick. Caught and downed by the Northwest return team. And we'll get a mark here at the 34-yard line. And Northwest will take over on offense. Pretty efficient, pretty impressive drive on the first possession. And if they can keep that up, we got a shootout in line. Really like watching this Northwest offense. They've been pretty wide open, spread it out. Could go to the air, have been effective both on the ground and in the air. And we'll see what happens now. Crowley back to pass. Looking for a deep ride. He's got a wide open guy. Out of behind everybody at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Northwest! Big pass play to Devin Garner.
65 yards.
What an impressive Northwest pass play. They ran it to perfection. The throw couldn't have been any more online. Caught him right in stride, and all he had to do was outrun everybody to the end zone. Northwest leading 13-6. I didn't expect to see these kind of fireworks, Matt, but we're glad to see it. 3:27 to go first quarter. 13-6, and
well, Northwest has scored 17 points all season. Had 17 in game one, got shut out in week two, and showing off the offense because that first drive was an excellent drive, and then showed a little big play capabilities here on the second drive.
Yeah, and that's the kind of big play capability we haven't really seen in the first 2 weeks of the season, where no one had gone to the air with that kind of efficiency that Northwest has shown so far. Now they set up for a 2-point conversion, try to make this a two-score game, make that 8 points. Well, it'd be a one score, but they'd have to do the 8-point conversion. It's up to boom!
2-point conversion was good.
They got it there. So make it 9, excuse me, Matt. And indeed, a two two-possession game. Lily Weems on the pinch out. Takes it in the end zone untouched. Northwest, impressive so far. 15-6, they lead. 3:27 to go first quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared. With help from Lester Brothers, they have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end-of-the-year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. The Northwest Mounties set up for the kickoff. And number 24, Corin Sherrar, ready to put the boots to it. Hastings Saxons to receive. Nice kick, straight and deep, takes a bounce at the 15, dies, picked up by Hastings. He'll go, look to go up the middle again. He's got a lot of running room, up to the 40, pulled down from behind at the 44-yard line.
Another nice return.
And it looked like it was the kicker who actually got down there and made the tackle as well, man. So Hastings, it looked like Northwest had them stopped, had them stuffed, ready to take over at their own 50-yard line instead. They get Hastings got a first down, able to turn that into a big play touchdown. So both teams scoring on each of their possessions so far. Hastings will look to do it again. Under center, the wing tee. And gives to... No, did the QB keep it? Not read that correctly. Dove it into the line. They actually take a loss on the play. Put him at the 39-yard line. Second and 14. The QB did keep it.
Loss on the play.
And they did. They take it out for a big loss. That's going to be second and long. Second and long for Hastings. Northwest looking to take another opportunity to get the stop here. And QB keeps it again, dives in the line. This time he's got some yardage to work with up near the 45 for a third down and nine.
They got some out-of-town scores. Western leads Marshall 6-0. Grass Lake all over East Jackson. First quarter score 20-0.
Wow.
Michigan Center trails Napoleon 14-0. Concord up 8-0 at Jonesville.
Hastings comes out on the field. Still that wing T3 backs. And looks like the give goes to the fullback. And he'll dive in the line. Pulled down by the Northwest Mountie defense. But he does get a couple on the play. Over the 45 to the 46-yard line. Bring up fourth down and 8 yards.
Bring up fourth down and a long seven.
Jackson has scored first at Winnington Stadium, 6-0. They lead East Lansing after one. We got a minute 35 to go here in this one. Clock running for Hastings, and they're going to punt on fourth down and 8. Northwest looking to get that rock back. Something to work with. Nobody back deep to receive. And it's a good, solid punt. It's going to take a bounce and a Hastings roll out of bounds at the 11-yard line.
Nice kick.
That is a nice kick, Northwest. We'll take over possession. Minute 10 to go first quarter as the Mounties offense gets back out onto the field. An offense that's hitting on all cylinders so far in this one. And they huddle up at the 5-yard line. That is... Crowley and the gang out there. And they'll keep it spread out here with three wide receivers. Lily Weems is the deep back in the shotgun with Crowley. And
can't see.
Now the line gets down. Crowley takes the snap. A little high give is to Lily Weems.
Oh, nice little.
Juke step into the line. Now back out. Gets to the outside. He's got about 4 yards on the first down play.
That was a nice run right there.
Nice job. He's really showing
a little wiggle.
Some quickness. Yeah.
Number 35, Alan Lily Weems.
Lily Weems has been nice side. Today for the Mounties. Like you said, we expected to see some other ball carriers out there. And for instance, Eli Eatman on the sideline, street clothes. It's nice when you can have that next man up come in and not only fill the role, but look quite good doing it. Too wide to Crowley's right, as well as Lily Weems in the backfield with him. He's back to pass, rolling out right. Looking downfield, he's got a man in the middle. Nice throw and catch over the 35 to the 36-yard line. It's a first down for Northwest. Trey Hall goes up to catch that one. Nice measurables there for Trey Hall. 6'3", 160. I like to have that tall target where you can go up and get it, and he did indeed jump up in the air a little bit to pull that catch in. And Northwest offense continues to look efficient out here and dangerous. 27.5 seconds on the clock in the first quarter, 15-6 lead.
You know, you're 0-2. It's homecoming. You know, you got a team that you really feel coming in that you're competitive with. Let's go out and have some fun. And that's what Jackson Northwest looks like right now.
Yeah, it's tough to see the smiles on their faces, but I can see it through their body language, I think. As Matt tries to kill a bee with his pen. Out of the shotgun. Crowley looking to run, turns it back upside. Now looking to go opposite field, still on his feet. But he is going to get pulled down. It's going to be a short loss for the Mounties. And that will run out the clock in the first quarter. 15-6, Northwest Mounties lead the Hastings Saxons on K105.3's Football Frenzy. Back in a minute.
That's the end of the first quarter.
The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake, serving up the classics for over 70 years. At the Beach Bar, they want you to feel good about what you eat. So they have no frozen ingredients, no fried foods. Their sandwiches, croissants, salads, and pizzas are made to order, not pre-made. Their world-famous soups are made every morning from scratch, and the Beach Bar takes pride in offering a one-of-a-kind menu. Dine in or take out. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Bring the beat back.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
D. Boyle, Matt Lehman, K105.3 Football Frenzy. 12 minutes on the clock for the second quarter. 15-6, the Mounties lead with the ball. Second down and 11 yards. We'll switch ends. Mounties moving left to right on your FM dial here on K105.3. Jackson's Hit Music Station, Captain Steve Boyle with Madman Matt Lehman. I kind of like the sound of that.
I like it. I like it.
Out of the shotgun, Ryan Crowley for the Mounties offense, which has been hitting on all cylinders. Quick out, and it is caught. Now loose, and dive on it. Now it's going to be rustled away. Let's see what the official ruling is. They're going to give the ball to Hastings.
Pass complete to Trey Hall.
Trey Hall loses the ball. Honestly, Matt, it looked like he never had complete control of it, but we don't have the benefit of instant replay.
Yeah. Then he looked like he regained it.
Mm-hmm. Hastings rips it away, so it'll be possession Saxons.
Well, officials right on the call, and the coach and staff is not doesn't appear to be arguing, so must be the right call.
Calvin Johnson would say that wasn't a catch, I think. Yes, Megatron.
Was it the Bear game when?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how long he had to have it.
I don't think he completed the process. And now we got a whistle from the sideline. Timeout for Hastings.
Well, Steel Fortress, 45 yards from Connor Cottingham, and Western leads Marshall 13-0.
Yeah, well, we got this timeout for the Hastings Saxons. Let's take a look. at our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Matt, what scores you got for us?
Well, I got Concord leading Jonesville. Last report, 8-0 Concord. It's 26-0 now. Grass Lake leads East Jackson. Napoleon leads Michigan Center 14-0. And as I just mentioned, Western leads Marshall 13-0.
And additionally, we have Jackson High leading East Lansing 6-0 after one quarter. Tri-County Water scoreboard update. Serving Jackson for over 50 years, we've got a Tri-County Water station in our station, right outside the office door there. It is refreshing. We're so glad to have it. Best water in the building. We got people coming from the other side of the building to come back there and get a drink.
Gotcha.
It's wonderful. Thank you, Tri-County Water, for being part of the K105.3 Football Frenzy. And we get back to action. It looks like the Hastings huddle broken from the sideline. They're back out on the field. Really, I don't know how I want to describe it. I don't want to say heart-wrenching. You still got the lead, but it's tough. Northwest had some stuff going on offense. The turnover is going to hurt them a little bit. Gives Hastings some field position. Now working out of the shotgun, like you said, Matt, they can't spread it out.
I got another update, too. Lumen Christie, end of the first quarter, leads Harper Creek 7-3.
And there's your quarterback option. He keeps it. Working his way down to the 25. Make it the 23 before he's dragged down. It's Calhoun, the quarterback for the Saxons. Excuse me. I think we have Calvin Cape on. Excuse me for mispronouncing his name. My guess is no one from Hastings listening to this broadcast, but you never know. WKHM.com. We're broadcasting live around the world. Hastings again working out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right. And it's another QB option keep. Pull down. Dangerously close to a face mask or maybe a horse collar there, Matt, but no call. We still only have the one flag, don't we? Just the offside against Northwest.
It's really been a pretty air-free game so far. With some offense. We like that.
Yeah.
We like a little. Like to see a little track meet here up and down.
Getting out of the shotgun, Hastings has run this a few times. Both times they ran the ball with the quarterback. And this time he keeps it again. Off tackle right. He's pulled down very quickly. On second and five, though, he's going to be close to a first down. And if history is any indicator, this officiating staff will not measure. We'll call it a first down.
Looks close enough, boys.
Close enough. Bust a catch or something.
First and ten
from the 14-yard line for the Hastings Saxons. Three wide to the quarterback's left. He gives to the fullback. Quick up the middle. Over the 10, down about the 8-yard line. On first down, Saxons getting close to that goal line. They've been able to work much more effectively out of this spread offense, Matt, than they were out of the wing tee.
And I saw some things on them. I said that's what they do. They either run the wing tee or the spread. It's kind of like it's like the polar opposites, aren't they?
Well, it's different ideas, I suppose,
yeah,
for sure.
One, you got
philosophy.
And fake, you know.
And this time the give is to the running back. He's into the line, pulled down pretty quickly by the Northwest defense.
What's the old saying? It's not about the X's and O's, it's about the Bobbies and the Joes or something. It's about the talent, really. I mean,
sure.
You see teams that make it to the, you know, Menominee's a team that makes it to the state finals. I think they run the wing tee. You know, you see other teams that throw it around and run the spread, but about your personnel. And
Ryan Allen looking good on this possession. There's a big tackle by the Northwest defense standing up on third and three. Making a fourth down for the Saxons. We'll wait to see the spots. Be close to the five.
Leading the pack of Mounties.
Scoreboard's going to mark down the five. Two to go here for first down and fourth down. Big defensive stand opportunity for the Northwest Mounties to keep the Saxons out of the end zone. They hold on to that 9-point advantage. And we've got 9:07 to go in the first half. And Hastings spreads them out wide again. One way wide left. Something tells me he's still run. And the give is to the fullbacks through the line into the end zone. Touchdown, Hastings. And that again, Ryan Allen, the sophomore running back from Saxons, gets it into the end zone. So Saxons mix it up on offense. The spread works well for them. They're into the end zone. We got a 15-12 score.
It was a nice blocker right there at the point of attack, too.
And they'll spread it out again here with three wide right, one out deep to the left on the two-point conversion attempt. And this time the quarterback back to pass, tipped up in the air, and falls to the ground, incomplete. Failure on the conversion. That leaves Northwest with a three-point lead, 15-12. 1 minute break. We'll be back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Go blue, go green, go gold tag flooring sale. Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown! Free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers. Go Gold Tag Flooring Sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson. Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Northwest High School, where the Mounties holding on to a three-point advantage, 8:40 to go in the first half. Take a look at the B&G Landscape weather report. Matt, 77 and sunny currently. And, you know, I was a little concerned that we might see some rain, but that's really unlikely to happen until very late tonight.
It's about, I don't know, 97 and up here. This press box is warm, but it's a beautiful press box, though.
Yeah.
Not getting that breeze yet.
Yeah, windows wide open. I don't know what's going on anyway. Beautiful night for football.
Perfect.
Turned out with the, you know, kind of concerned that there might be some rain in the area, but that's going to hold off till much later tonight. B&G Landscape Weather Report. Got mulch.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
I got to do a better job, though. You cued me on that. I wasn't
ready.
Give
a chance. You'll get another chance later in the game.
I'll be better next time, I promise.
All right. 8:47 to go. It's 15-12 after the kickoff. Northwest takes the high one. Fields it at the 39 and where they'll start with first and 10. And they've had an impressive offense so far. One fumble keeps them from scoring for a third straight time, but Crowley's back in the shotgun looking to pass again. Rolls out to his right, throwing on the run. He's got a man deep behind everybody. Caught again. Holds up. Let's two guys go past him. Still on the run. 20, 10. At the goal line. Touchdown. Another score for number 6, Devin Garner. His second big first down touchdown.
61 yards.
Somebody on the Saxons is going to have to keep an eye on that kid because he is absolutely getting behind the defense every time, and Crowley's got the arm to get it to him. Now, we do have a flag on the field. It's down near the goal line, so it may take away the touchdown, but it would not take away a huge gain. Let's keep an eye on it. We've got 21-12 on the scoreboard right now, Matt, but the officials' confab here, we're going to figure out what that flag was for. That could end up being a hold with a couple of Northwest guys down there trying to make sure he gets into the end zone.
Touchdown.
I call it a touchdown.
Personal foul.
Personal foul. That's going to go against Northwest.
After.
So the touchdown's good. 21-12.
Must have been after the touchdown.
Interesting. 8:34 to go in this tilt. 21-12 Northwest. Fast strike offense again, you know. These quick scores, man, their defense might get a little bit tired out there.
Well, I'll tell you, they just they must have saw something in game films because they probably just basically threw that up and it was a 50-50 ball, and Gardner just went up and caught it, made a couple of moves, and scored easily. was kind of cool before the game, seeing Olympian Grace Latz being honored at before the game.
Yeah, real cool. Grand Marshal for the homecoming events.
Well, very deserving.
It was really cool to see the ovation from the crowd, too, appreciating an Olympian from their hometown.
That just doesn't happen. I mean, that just doesn't happen very often.
Spread them out. Yeah. Northwest goes for two. Pitch it to the man. He takes it in again. Lily Weems has gotten loose when they needed him to. 23-12. It's an 11-point Northwest advantage. And you know, that's going to be huge when you get down the stretch, Matt, the fact that Northwest has been able to convert those PATs and Hastings has not.
No, it's really became a two-score game where it should be a one-score game because Northwest has scored three touchdowns and Hastings has scored only two,
right,
but yet leads by 11.
Yeah. So we'll keep it here while we get set up for the kickoff on the Kevin 05.3 Football Frenzy. And we look forward to our halftime here with Collins Brothers Floor Covering and our Subway Player of the Game. I see there's one name right now, maybe two, that's head and shoulders above the rest. A lot of game left to play, though. 23-12 Northwest. All over the scoreboard here in the early going. I don't know. They might have to add an extra digit to that scoreboard before we're done, Matt.
This is what we call a shootout at the OK Corral.
So they will walk up the penalty here on the kickoff, which not good news for Northwest as Hastings has actually had a couple of really good returns on kickoffs so far.
The penalty on the touchdown assessed on the kickoff.
So the kickoff for the Mounties will go from the 25. Hastings deep man down at the 15. Hastings with the white jerseys with the yellow numbers, Matt. It's tough to read a number from up here.
It is.
This time it's a low liner. It hits one of the up men, and he, fortunate for him, dives on it. Hastings will take possession at the Northwest 45. Short field to work with 8:30 to go here in the first half. And I got to imagine Hastings sticks with that spread out offense after the success they had in their last possession.
Ball spotted at the 45.
Marshall scored, cut the lead with Western to 13-7. Jackson leads East Lansing 14-7. Concord still 8-0 over Jonesville. Newman Christie 7-3 over Harper Creek.
I am mistaken again, Matt. The Hastings Saxons come out in the wing tee, caping under center. He gives to the short man, and he's got a lot of room out to the left side. Tries to turn the corner, Northwest drives him out of bounds, but not before he gets inside the 30-yard line. And we'll see the official mark. Looks like it's going to be at about the 27. Another carry there for Ryan Allen. Coming right out of that middle spot, and they give it to him, and he hits the hole quick. So now Hastings finding some success out of the wing tee as well on first down. It's another first down for them. Wing tee is the setup of choice this time. Northwest able to dive right on that play.
Number 11, Westworth, left side.
They're calling it number 11, Drew Westworth, on the carry. Dragged down. But I don't see number 11. I think that was number 10, Ryan Allen, on the carry again.
You know, I wonder, you know, the blocking schemes, how much different they are with the wing tee and the spread.
Yeah, you get the sense that it's again, like you said, the feeling anyway of the two offenses that they're very opposite.
Yeah, they.
And they're, but they're still using a lot of deception and misdirection with the fake handoffs out of either setup. This time they do spread it back out too wide right for Capen. One to the left, and he keeps it into the line and hit.
Nice defense.
Well sniffed out there by the Mountie defense. They pull him down for. It's going to be a short game.
Got Tanner Beach in there.
Third down from the Northwest 22. And I'm calling 5 yards, man. Third and five.
For Northwest.
The PA announcer saw what you saw on the stop.
Third down and six.
Beach with the tackle. And Calvin Capon, senior quarterback, for Hastings. Under center, they spread out three wide to his right, one to his left. And the lone back is Allen. The give is to Allen. He runs into the line, still battling, trying to get some extra yards. He's pulled down now. And we'll see where they go with forward progress. He's been close to a first down in that play.
I don't want to go on a limb and say it was.
Yeah, it looked short, but we've been burned on that before. So they do spot it at about the 18 and a half yard line, excuse me, Matt. So it's fourth down and two. Northwest defense looking to be stout again on a fourth down play. 6:10 to go in the first half, 23-12 Northwest leads. Fourth and two, and they come out with the big wing T. Caping under center. And he gives to the up man. And he's through the line. He's going to be close to that first down. I'm going to say he got it, Matt. We'll wait for a signal here on the spot.
Yeah, the
44, Leroy
Glassell. Looks like he's got it. Let's see here.
So the official spot there is going to be at the 16.
Ball mark at the 16. And
still no signal. And the Northwest sideline kind of demanding a call.
Official timeout for measurement.
And now we'll get a measurement. If you're just joining us on the broadcast, it looked like Northwest had Hastings stopped earlier in the contest near midfield. And it looked like at the very least it was going to get measured. They did not. They signaled for first down now when it looked to me like they had it. They will call the chain gang out. Get an official measurement. Matt, you're in on that 50-50.
I am.
$700 plus.
Is that what it is right now?
That's what they said. And they're going to give it a first down to Hastings.
I'll tell you what.
You know, those chain measurements always look imprecise to me.
Nice crowd here tonight. Keep buying those 50-50 tickets. All proceeds go to Northwest Athletics.
Closing in on halftime, Jackson High still leads East Lansing 14-7. 6 minutes to go here in our first half. Out of the shotgun now, spread it out, Hastings. Capen gives. No, he keeps. And he is pulled down immediately.
That's the thing about the wing T. You're sitting there, and I'm like, well, you know that guy that the guy that kind of looks like he has the ball? He's wide open. Yeah. He's going to score.
It's either a touchdown or a loss.
It is.
And that one happened to be a good stop by the Northwest defense. Second and 10. For Hastings from the 16-yard line of Northwest. And out of the shotgun again. This time the give is to the back, and they're going to pull him down for a loss. Great job by the Mounties. Right at about. Pulling back to the 18-and-a-half yard line.
Leroy Blasco leading the Mounties.
Big play by the Mounties defense. Standing up here, making it tough on Hastings. 4:47 to go in this period. We'll hit the halftime soon. Here in a homecoming
in the
halftime for Northwest.
It's going to be a spread play or looks like they're going to the spread.
Spread it out. Third and 12. Three wide. To the right for Capen. In the backfield with him is Drew Westworth. He rolls out the pass. Now he pulls it down. Thinking about running. He dodges a tackler. He's on the second level. He's going to be down near the 10-yard line before he's pulled down. Nice run by the quarterback.
That's going to make it
fourth and three.
That's going to make it certainly fourth and manageable.
Nice pressure in the backfield by Northwest. Couldn't quite pull down Capen on the tackle.
Hastings advance the ball just side of the 10-yard line.
They do mark it about the 11. Matt's going to give it about fourth and five for the Hastings Saxons.
Fourth down for Hastings.
And it looks like they're setting up for a field goal. 3:30 on the clock. And now we'll get a timeout. Charge that to Hastings. We will take a one-minute break as well. 23-12. Looks like we're going to have a field goal attempt when we return on the Capital 5.3 Football Frenzy.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs. Programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
3:27 to go, second quarter. 23-12, Northwest leads Hastings. Looking to attempt a field goal here.
They don't kick extra points, but they kick field goals. That doesn't make any sense to me. There we go.
28-yarder. Kick is up. Plenty of leg. And it's through the uprights. 3 points on the scoreboard for the Saxons. 23-15, they pull it back within 8 with 3:20 left on the clock here. First half. Homecoming night here on Van Horn Road.
28 yards?
28 yards, yes.
Hastings, 15.
As they start, you can see they're starting to have preparations here for a homecoming halftime.
It'll be a little bit extended, I'm sure.
Our Mountie mascots out here.
By the big NW on the north side of the home bleachers. $10 for adult sizes and $8 for the youth sizes.
And, you know, it looks like 3:25. We got a missing light bulb there on the time. I think we've got 3:25. Plenty of time for this quick strike Mounties attack. 23-15, they've been lighting up the scoreboard early and often. I think you assign one of your Hastings defensive backs immediately to number six there, Devin Garner. He's gotten behind the defense a couple times, and Crowley has hit those throws just about right on the money. A couple of nice runs after the catch, too, for Garner.
Plenty of time for this Northwest offense, though, isn't it?
Yeah. A couple times they've just needed one time to get one play off. And here's your kickoff, and it's another low, this time a liner, and that's going to go down to the 35. Caught and downed by the Mounties receiving team. That's number 33, Connor Peters, on the hands team. Let's look at the Northwest offense on the field again. Ryan Crowley having himself, I got to imagine, somewhere near a career day at this point already, Matt, with still a full half plus to play.
Well, he's got about 140 yards passing in two plays. So
tossing a couple other ones, and he's having a nice night. To take nothing away from the contributions of Willie Weems, a couple other receivers on this team, Northwest rolling. Willie Weems takes the pitch out, looking to get to the edge. He's got enough speed, turns it upfield. He's to the 40, fumbled it. Hastings got it, picking up and running. And he'll get tackled near midfield, but a turnover for the Northwest Mounties offense. That's been the only thing that stopped them today, Matt. A couple of turnovers.
Well, that one turnover led to that to the Allen touchdown, and then this turnover with plenty of time.
Yeah. So when we're talking about a lot of time for Northwest, they kind of leave probably too much time now for Hastings. The Saxons will hit the field right near midfield, first and 10. Northwest defense now, you got to imagine they're getting a little fatigued. They've been on the field quite a while. I wish we had a couple other statisticians up here to get some time possession numbers for you, but we just don't have the...
Well, we just feel it.
Just want to feel it.
Just kind of feel time of possession.
This game again to Ryan. He's drilling his way through the line. Tough run there. He gets it over to the 45 to the 44-yard line. Ryan Allen.
Terry Hall and Darren
nice run.
Hulprich with the stop.
So we'll get a second down, 4 yards.
Gain of about six on the play.
44-yard line. Hastings working in that tight wing T, three backs in the backfield. No wideouts. Now we get a timeout on the field.
Timeout on the field.
And this time it's Northwest. And with 2:40 to go, 23-15. The lead's down to 8. We'll take a 30-second break on K105.3, the football frenzy.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's sweet onion chicken teriyaki day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Game of the week indeed. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, Northwest Mounties with an 8-point advantage over the Hastings Saxons, 23-15, 2:40 left in our first half. Northwest only the Hastings Saxons have not stopped them defensively. Northwest has fumbled a couple times, and that's been the difference maker. Other here, who knows what Northwest might have put up on the scoreboard
You're
by now?
Right.
But Hastings with the possession, and they've been able to keep the offense on the field quite a bit here. And senior quarterback Capen
wing
brings
tea.
Them out on the field, and they go with that three back wing tee. Seven down linemen, and
throwing out of it.
They are going to throw wide open out in the flat with only one. Oh, Adebini beats him down to the 20. He's getting chased out from behind. He's going to have one chance. Nobody stops him into the end zone. Touchdown, Drew Westworth.
40 yards.
Hastings Saxons.
Hastings touchdown.
And that is big play for the Hastings Saxons. Trailing by 8. They're going to have a chance to pull even here before the half. And still with a lot of time on the scoreboard there for Northwest to make something happen in this first half of action. On K105.3, the Football Frenzy, WKHM-FM, Brooklyn Jackson. Find ourselves out of Van Horn tonight with, again, lovely weather for a football game. That's been one of our fortunate items so far this year, Matt. The weather has held out.
The weather's been perfect.
Two-point conversion attempt. Delayed handoff and the give to the back. He hops his way into the end zone. And that one is Skyler Brower, I believe, on the carry for the Saxons. We're tied, Matt, just like that.
Two turnovers. They turn over points after turnovers has been the key here in the second quarter.
So a little of the air taken out of the Northwest homecoming audience. And 2.5 on the clock. Northwest spread them out. Three wide for Crowley to his right. We got some movement on the line. And quick out pass. We got a lot of room. Open field. One guy to beat. Gets it over the 50. And that was Trey Hall on the catch and run. Gets it up to midfield. Big play. But I'll tell you, Matt, I was a little concerned with ball security on that. He kind of had that out fast and loose.
Sam Bacon with a stop for Hastings.
Well, they don't want to, like I said, right here, they want to put together a drive right here. Let's finish the half on a positive note. Tell you what, high scoring. I like this.
Clock ticking down to 2 minutes. Right for midfield, first and 10. Lily Williams will run it up into the line. Couple big sacks. The defender spins out of it. He's still on his feet over to the 45.
That was what a run.
What a tribute to not giving up. Two big interior linemen there for the Saxons had him hemmed up, and he just spun out of it, dragged himself another 4.5 yards.
Sam Bacon with the stop for Hastings.
Second down, make it a long 5.5.
Second and 5 for Northwest.
Out of the shotgun, Crowley in 3 wideouts to his left, 1 to his right. He goes to Reed again. And he has to fall backwards to get it, and he's going to lose 5 yards on the play. And again, that's one of those Trey Hall on the catch. And like I said, man, that's one of those maybe you just shouldn't have caught it. But then that, honestly, that's probably a lateral at that point, and then it becomes a fumble. So I guess reeling it in probably saves them a possible turnover on that play.
Watch Gardner over here on the right side, closest to us.
Under a minute to go, clock running. Crowley out to throw. He's got Gardner in the flat. Makes a juke move. Gets down into Hastings territory near the 30-yard line. 45.3, stop the clock.
They gave some cushion on that one right there.
Yeah, you want to let him get behind you again.
They want to let him get behind you again, and they actually used it to their advantage for a Northwest first down.
You know. And the Mounties will take a timeout, stop the clock.
45
seconds, tied at 23 first half. Hastings and Northwest.
That's their second timeout, first half.
And out of timeout. Counting down the moments. We'll be at halftime before you know it. Our halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And we'll discuss the first half, look at our stars, maybe give you a little setup for who our player of the game folks are going to be.
You got a couple of candidates right now.
There's a couple really good candidates, real clear candidates. And they'll try to sort themselves out, I think, here in the second half, and they're going to look to keep that offense moving at the kind of speed that it's been. 23-23 with under a minute to go. And Crowley back out there in that shotgun. And they go with that four wide out set. He's rolling out to his left. We have a little bit of pressure. Now he's pulling it down to run. Gets to the outside. And he's going to fight to the sideline, out of bounds. Gain a 6, maybe 7 on the play. 37 seconds left, first half. Good decision by Crowley. Looked like he didn't have anybody open. And just he got a little pressure in the backfield. A sack would pretty much kill this drive, I would think, Matt, especially if it would have taken the kind of loss that he was.
Yeah, it was a smart play to get out of bounds right there, too. I think both teams have one timeout left, too. Scoreboard's correct.
Nick Weller brings the play call in from the sideline as the Mounties get set up here, huddling up. And again, yeah, we got them set up at the 25-yard line, just outside the 25 for a second down and 5. 37.8 on the clock. Northwest, you want to get this play call, right? Big play here, looking to get some points on the board before the half. You've led most of the way. Hastings ties it up. Their most recent touchdown. Probably back to pass, lofts it up again. Gardner deep, stops, caught it.
Loses it
on the ground.
He almost made that catch right there.
It looked like there was no chance. It sneaks through into his arms, and he goes to the ground. Can't quite reel it in. That was nearly a touchdown for the Northwest Mounties. Gardner again. One-on-one defense, and he's shown an uncanny ability to come away with the football in those plays.
Third down and 4 for Northwest.
So they bring up a third down and 4. 32.3 on the clock, really. This is a four-down situation, I think, for Northwest. You're just going to want to try to manage that clock down to as low as you can get and take another shot at the end zone.
Would not be surprised if we see another shot in the direction of Gardner. Especially, you know, Hastings hasn't made an adjustment. They still got single coverage on him, and they haven't proven all game that they can cover him with one guy.
This time they do not go to Gardner. Short throw. And again, fumbled. Near the 20. Looks like Northwest recovered. The ball was loose on the field. Trey Hall trying to dive forward.
Time out.
So we're going to look for a spot.
Last final timeout.
Stay Northwest possession. Yeah, you see Hall kind of putting the football out there to dive forward. So we'll stop the clock. 15.3 seconds, first half. Northwest and Hastings tied at 23. Northwest driving. And it looks like they're getting the business from the northwest sideline here, maybe on the spot. See him leaning into it. You sure that's right, guys?
Just trying to help him out.
All right, if that's what you say. All right. Little gamesmanship from the Northwest coaching staff. Corey Slater, Dakin Hiram, and Eric Giannunzio. It's a fun name to say. Hastings breaks their huddle out. Defense out of the field. Northwest taking every moment they can do here to get this play right. Again, 15.3 on the clock. Tied at 23. Now we are going to get a measurement here, Matt. Hey, there you got the Northwest coaching staff out there trying to get a little edge on the play, too. Yeah, move that forward just a little bit. And that's going to be short by about 8 inches.
Measurement shows that Northwest is short by about a foot.
Out of town scoreboard, Dansville down 14-12 to the Wolfpack.
Dansville.
That's where Tracy Galloway, Chris Galloway's, she teaches there. So I had to throw that. I know she would want to know what that is, an out-of-town score. So.
Just a man of the people, Matt.
She did her
That's
student,
why they love
she
you.
She did her student teaching at Concord.
Wow. I don't. Out of the shotgun, the run for Crowley breaks to the second level. He's got a chance at the end zone. He's down to the five, pulled down.
Get it.
8 seconds
no time
on the
out
clock.
Oh, they're going to stop it on the first down.
They got to stop to move the chains.
They got to get to under center to spike this.
Big run by Crowley. Impressive. First down and goal, 8 seconds. They'll get it set. The chain gang moving slow here. We don't really need the chain because that's a first down. And they're set. Start the clock. Crowley will take it, spike it, stop the clock. At just short of 6 seconds. So Northwest will get a play from the sideline, get a chance to set up. Huge run there by Crowley. Get him down to the 5-yard line.
It'll be second down
and some early edge of your seat action here as Northwest tries to get the lead back before they head into the half. I don't know how you do it, Matt, but no matter what, every broadcast, you're able to work a Concord reference in.
Yep.
No matter where we are. Madman Matt Lehman, Mr. Concord. Now we're going to time out from the Hastings sideline. We'll keep it here with 6 seconds to go in the first half. Stay tuned for the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. And stay tuned with us after the game for the Subway player of the game. Matt, what's your favorite sub?
Subway Club.
Subway Club.
With everything.
You don't even hesitate.
Subway Club with everything, bacon, with salt and pepper and chipotle.
I still get the feeling that I haven't found my perfect sub yet. I just keep trying a little bit different every time.
No.
You ever get soup?
You know, I haven't.
We should try it, me and you, one time.
Yep. No soup for you.
They never tell you that at Subway.
Yeah.
6, just short of 6 seconds. I want to say 6, but 5.9. At that last tenth of a second, I mean the difference between a touchdown and not. 23-23 is our score. Northwest has battled their way down here to the 5-yard line in the waning moments of this first half and looking to put something in the end zone here. And that's going to be a big play for the Mounties. Couple of turnovers really hurt Northwest here in the first half. Really, the only thing that stopped them from scoring. They come out, spread it out, and roll out pass. Crowley sees the end zone. He's going to try to take it himself. He's in. Touchdown, Northwest.
To end the half.
Nice. Naked bootleg there. Crowley saw the space and took it. Well drawn up play. Perfect play call for the Mounties. They'll put it in. It looks like they're going to try to put two up on the scoreboard here. I saw the number 2 signal there from the sideline. Ryan Crowley, outstanding. 2 huge plays at the end of this drive to get the Mounties into the end zone, get the lead back for Northwest on homecoming night here in the K105.3 football football frenzy. At the halftime, we'll revisit our qualifiers for the 2017 Chevy Cruze from Art Main. I'll go over some first half scoring numbers. And we'll maybe we'll even get a little play-by-play of the halftime homecoming festivities. Get a look at the Queen candidates. I see they've made their way down to the field. Here's our two-point conversion attempt. Run, receiver in motion. And it looks like a QB option. Crowley's still on his feet battling, but he's going to be pulled out short of the end zone.
Two-point conversion.
And now we got a flag after the play.
And
it looks like that might go against Hastings. We get some little extracurricular there from the lines. So see who that flag's going to go against. No signal yet from the officials. Time and the clock is zero. 29-23 our score.
Might be after the play.
Dead ball foul. It would appear, Matt.
I don't know if you assess what you do in high school, if you assess that on the kickoff and start the second half.
So we'll keep an eye on here. Our official trying to make certain of the call. And here's signal. It's going to be personal foul. It's going to go against Hastings.
At the end of the play.
And it's dead ball foul.
The extra point attempt was no good.
So go to the locker room. 29-23. I think we've assessed that penalty in the second half. Matt, for now, Northwest gets the lead back with a huge drive. Quarterback Ryan Crowley stepped up big on that drive with a couple of runs. Gets Northwest the lead back as we head into the half on the K105.3 football frenzy. Why don't we take a three-minute break here early, and we will come back. We'll look at some out-of-town scores. We'll recap the first half. We will recap our Chevy Cruze qualifiers and more. Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report coming up next on K105.3.
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's football frenzy game between Hastings and Northwest. Be sure to come out to next week's game with Grass Lake hosting Manchester. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the first 50 people receive a free hot dog courtesy of Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, a proud supporter of high school athletics, wishes the best of luck to the Hastings and Northwest football teams.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn. Your home for the Big Green Egg and 8 spas under $4,500.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared with help from Lester Brothers. They have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end of the year projects, from residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel. No job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities for our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. Family owned and operated since 1940. Matt, 29-23, our score. Northwest scores in the final play of the first half to get the lead. Fail on the two-point conversion, though. You would expect to get some decent field position advantage to start the second half with the penalty on that two-point conversion attempt. But
it's been the Ryan Crowley, Devin Gardner show here in the first half for the Mounties.
Without a question. Let's recap the scoring for the Mounties.
Well, the scoring of the game, actually, so far, in the first quarter, Scharer on a one-yard run started the score. Northwest was up 7-0. Hastings then answered on a 45-yard touchdown by Brawler. Missed the extra point. Was still 7-6 Northwest. And then Crowley hit Gardner on the first of two touchdowns, a 76-yarder. Two-point was good. It was 15-6 Northwest. And that's how it ended in the first quarter. Hastings then opened the scoring in the second quarter on a five-yard run by Allen to cut it to 15-12. And then Crowley to Gardner on another long touchdown, 61 yards. Got the two-point. It was 23-12. Hastings then kicked a 28-yard field goal. And then Coppin to Westworth on a 40-yard touchdown out of the wing T set. They got the two-point and tied the game at 23. And then Northwest put together a late drive, and Crowley capped it off on a naked bootleg five-yard run. They did miss the extra point, but it's 29-23 at the half, and what an exciting half.
Yeah, really. When you got a Northwest team that put up 17 week one and got shut out week two, you didn't kind of know what to expect from the offense. But here, matchup apparently more favorable. They've been able to open things up and just air it out, and with great success thus far.
That's homecoming. You know, it's a good feeling. You know, people are back to watch. It's a big crowd. Been an exciting week. You're just itching to get on the field. So, and it shows.
Yeah.
Kids are having fun tonight.
On the field right now, we're getting the introduction here of our homecoming court for the Northwest Mounties. A very good Mountie marching band taking to the field. Matt, why don't we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard?
Well, it was halftime. Concord leads Jonesville 8-0. Harper Creek 10-7 over Lumen Christie at the half. Napoleon 27-7 over Michigan Center also at the half. Nothing. Been looking on Twitter. Can't find anything on Hanover Horton and Manchester yet. So if anybody's out there and at Lehman.
In layman terms.
Addison leads Vandercook Lake 14-6 at the half. Jackson and East Lansing are tied 14-14 at the half. Grass Lake all over East Jackson. It was like 10 minutes left in the second quarter. It was 32-0.
Wow.
Grass Lake maybe showing who might be the team to beat in the Cascade Conference. Hudson leads Columbia Central 12-7. And kind of an upset. This is at Marshall. Western leads Marshall 19-14 at the half. And this is the game is at Marshall. So. Western is a, I'll tell you, you just kind of watch them, they're dangerous. And I think if they can play any defense at all, they got a chance in really any game. So,
of course, I'm sure Steel Fortress over there working his magic, yes. That big, strong kid for the Western Panthers. So, again, our halftime score here, 29-23, homecoming festivities on the field on Van Horn Road on the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime. Why don't we take a four-minute break, and we'll be back with more coverage on K105.3 Football Frenzy. Northwest 29, Hastings 23.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015, in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our three offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
Just finished high school and not sure what to do next? Or maybe you're just looking for a career change. It's not too late to register for fall classes at Baker College of Jackson. Classes start September 26th, where you can learn skilled trades from engineering to manufacturing and cyber defense, plus bachelor's of science degrees in nursing and several other health-related fields. Registration for classes ends September 15th. Enroll now. Learn more at baker.edu or on Facebook at Baker College of Jackson.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake, serving up the classics for over 70 years. At the Beach Bar, they want you to feel good about what you eat. So they have no frozen ingredients, no fried foods. Their sandwiches, croissants, salads, and pizzas are made to order, not pre-made. Their world-famous soups are made every morning from scratch, and the Beach Bar takes pride in offering a one-of-a-kind menu. Dine in or take out. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake.
Go Blue! Go Green! Go Gold Tag Flooring Sale! Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the National Fall Gold Tag Flooring Sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown! Free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers! Go Gold Tag Flooring Sale! Going on now in downtown Jackson.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the K105.3 Football Frenzy halftime report for Collins Brothers floor covering. 29-23, Northwest able to score in the last possible moment in the first half. Big play from Ryan Crowley, and he's been one of our stars. We're certainly fast-tracking him right now to that Subway Player of the Game. We'll name that at the end of the show, but a lot of game left to play.
He's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
It looks that way. People who are already pretty much winners for tonight, and these are our qualifiers with a chance to win that 2017 Chevy Cruze from Art Main. It's Jessica Hanshu, Rachel Hostler, Scott Warner, Melissa Laird, Robert Mason, Gina Frederick, Shelly Wenman, Kathleen Jimenez, Dewey Graves. I used to live around the block from a kid named Dewey Graves. I wonder if it's the same guy. And Don Wurtzbar, all qualified. They'll be invited to the qualifiers party in Art, Maine, when we figure out who's going to win the two-year lease on the Chevy Cruze. And congrats again to James Bracken, a $50 gas card to Marathon, so he's going to be rolling pretty well. And with those gas prices coming down a little bit, Matt, $50 can carry you a long way.
No kidding.
So, again, there's our qualifiers for the Chevy Cruze, 29-23. I want to send a quick congratulations out to our homecoming winners here at Northwest tonight. Darius Case of the Northwest varsity football team here, number one, 6'2", 220, wide receiver, defensive end. He is now also royalty at Northwest. And congratulations to the queen winner, Jenna Varner, for the Northwest Mounties tonight here in the halftime show. We still got a couple minutes left here on the half. Matt, you know I was homecoming king in 1997.
Is that right?
I feel like I tell you that every year.
Man.
I mean, it's not like we've been doing it for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Was that the year that they had that ballot box stuffing controversy at Michigan Center?
That was never proven.
Allegedly. Alleged. You know.
The FBI declined to indict me.
Yeah. Yeah. We're waiting for the Warren report to come out on it.
Who was the homecoming king back up at Whittemore Prescott when Matt Lehman was?
Steve Lorenz. Great buddy of mine, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What does Steve Lorenz go on to do?
He works at Delphi in the Saginaw area.
I was surprised that you were able to recall that so quickly, but he really was your good buddy. Yeah.
I talked to him all the time. He's my roommate in college, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Small world at Whittemore Prescott, without a doubt. Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
Who are you rooting for? WPI. That's how we did it. Hey, they're undefeated. Beat Mile. They beat Taos in week two. They're undefeated.
The greatest year in Whittemore Prescott history may be setting up right now.
No, they're state champions in football.
All right. You know I can give you a hard time.
Yeah, they beat Schoolcraft. I'm trying to think. It was like 2-0-4.
Well, second half is underway at Withington Stadium. Jackson High scores quickly, up 21-14. Lance Taylor has three passing TDs for the Jackson High School Vikings.
I got... Concord, Jonesville had tied the score at 8-8, and then Concord came back and scored its third quarter. Concord is Jonesville 16-8.
All right, so we're just about ready to wrap up the halftime. We're going to put a couple minutes back on the scoreboard so these teams can keep their legs loose. We'll take another 3-minute break, and we will wrap up our Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. Family owned and operated since 1940. Your birthday right around there, wasn't it, Matt? We'll take a 3-minute break. We're right back.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn. Your home for the Big Green Egg and 8 spas under $4,500.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's Football Frenzy game between Hastings and Northwest. Be sure to come out to next week's game with Grass Lake hosting Manchester. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the first 50 people receive a free hot dog courtesy of Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, a proud supporter of high school athletics, wishes the best of luck to the Hastings and Northwest football teams.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, halftime is over. We're ready for second half action, and they will walk off that penalty from the end of the first half. Personal foul against Hastings on the two-point attempt for Northwest, so that kickoff will come from the Hastings 45, so you would expect Hastings to start with some deep field position, maybe backed up quite a bit, though they've had a couple really good returns on previous kickoffs. It's a chance for them to make something happen here. They're going to want to. And you get Karan Scherer. I think I've said his name wrong every time. Scherer. Karan Scherer to kick off the ball here from the Hastings 45.
He's the guy that scored the first touchdown for
kick is up.
Mounties.
Picked up at the 4-yard line. Hastings breaks in the line, gets through the line. He's to the 20, to the 25, battling ahead, 26. Northwest pulls him down, so Hastings.
Hastings has looked good in the return game.
Well, that kick, I mean, it would almost at this point look like a failure to adjust by Northwest to look to shut down that middle part of the line because they're just running straight into that.
There's been two or three times where it looks like there are one man to beat just to go the distance.
Unfortunately for Northwest, that one man has been able to make the play.
He has made the tackle.
11:52 here to go in our third quarter, just underway on K105.3. Van Horn Road, Northwest High School. They come out on the wing T, Hastings. And Capen gives. After a couple fakes, the handoff goes to the right, and that's going to go to Logan Young. He's brought down for very short gain at maximum. And we'll look for the official spot's got him at about the 26. Let's make a second and 9. Hastings comes out in that tight formation again, which I feel like Northwest has fared much better against this defensively. And almost offsides. Northwest stays onsides. This time they break through it. One guy to beat. He turns it to the right, to the 50, to the 40. They pull him down at the 39-yard line into Northwest territory. That is Drew Westworth for Hastings. And gets through that. That's when you got Northwest has that many guys going in there. There's only one guy to beat in here. And here, what do you know? You're in the next level. In that case, it hurt the Mounties.
Where they'll have it first and 10.
First down and 10. They'll mark that to 38, so he fell forward a little further than I thought, Matt. First and 10, Hastings in that wing tee. They're doing something at the line there. Northwest has nearly jumped a couple times already here in the half. First down, fall forward for 3 yards.
Darius Case there for the Mounties.
Carry goes to Skyler Brower.
Short gain on the play. Second down 8 for Hastings.
Second down and 8 for the Hastings Saxons. Northwest very aggressive on the defensive line. They've almost jumped a couple times. That time they're set. The give goes up left side. Spin move. He's hit. Now he's pulled backwards. He's going to get over the 35 to about the 34 with forward progress. So that'll bring up a third and about 4-5. For Hastings.
Oh, the carry off the left side. Leroy Belasco.
four down territory.
Getting the stop for the Mounties.
The fact that it's four down territory, I think it gives the really allows to have a run pass option.
Cole Hall on that carry for Hastings. Third down and a long four. Under center in that wing tee. Gibb goes off left tackle. He's close to the first down hit, and he'll be driven down right around the 30. I think they can spot that at the 31. That would, I would say, bring up a fourth and about a one, Matt.
Yep.
The last go.
They spotted where I saw it. Of course, we're staying way up here. Actually, not as good of a spot as I thought they were going to get. So the 29 and a half yard line, fourth and two. And Northwest, this isn't that defense. Kind of a 4-4 going there. 4-3 and then two ends. This time it goes to the outside. And it looks like he's got the first down. Not much more. Gibb once again to Westworth. And he's got the first down. Hastings continues to move the chains. Trailing 29-23. We got 9 minutes to go. Third quarter here at Northwest High School.
Hastings got the ball to the 20, just shy of 26, where they'll have it first and 10.
And Hastings breaks the huddle, comes up to the line. QB Capen keeping that tight formation on the offense. It's time to give, goes up the middle. He breaks away. He's down to the 10. No one's stopping him. Touchdown. Hastings into the end zone on their first possession of the half. Skyler Brower carries it into the end zone.
Has nice run. I tell you, there's so much deception there. I tell you, you're just sitting here watching.
I know. I almost have to wait to make the call until I can figure out who's got it. So you know it's got to be difficult down in the field when you're in a pile of bodies there.
Please report to the press box.
22 yards.
8:42 left in this quarter. We're tied at 29. Chance for Hastings to take their first lead of the game with the PAT coming up. And looks like they'll kick it this time. Nailed a field goal. The extra point up, and it's good.
Solid extra point.
30-29. Hastings takes their first lead on the night. 8:42 to go, third quarter. We will take a 30-second break. We'll be back for the kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, all of our Football Frenzy broadcasts feature a one-hour tailgate special before the game starts, so make sure you come down and get signed up for that Art Main Chevrolet 2017 Chevy Cruze with a two-year lease. And also, Baker College has gotten us a ton of foam fingers to bring out, and I can see a couple kids running around with them on their hands down there, still enjoying the game. Baker College, get started at baker.edu, our foam finger sponsor for the Football Frenzy. Hastings ready to kick off. Northwest set to return. And this time it's a big boot into the ball. Fielded at the 14. And Case, no, that's not Case. That's Garner. Cuts it into the line. He's got the room to run. He's getting to the end. It's a foot race to the 40. To the 30, pushed out of bounds at the 25. That's why they haven't been kicking to Devin Gardner, because that kid's got some wheels. And a big return for Northwest. The trailer for the first time of the night. Making a big return, Devin Gardner. Right now, it's a dogfight between him and Crowley for our player of the game. I think they know it.
I'll tell you, it's one of those things that we might have to start talking about Cole again there, Captain Steve. Well, you don't like that.
I do not. I like to have a clear winner. They can enjoy their Subway. Out of the shotgun, Ryan Crowley sets up for the Northwest offense, starting from the Hastings. They put it about the 27. Give us the running back. Breaks a couple tackles over the 10-yard line, down about the 8. Once again, that is our man,
Lily Weems.
Lily Weems. You know what? I always start to say his name, and I'm like, I don't want to get it wrong. It's not. It's a unique last name. Lily Weems takes the handoff. Big run on first down for the Northwest Mounties, and they have something going again here in the third quarter.
Ball marked at the 9-yard line. First and goal for the Mounties.
One of my new favorite names in the area, Alan Lily Weems. Put him right up there with Steel Fortress.
I was just going to say Steel Fortress to Alan Lily Weems. I like that.
Ryan Crowley out of the shotgun. Give is to Lily Weems again. This time, no gain on the play.
Hand off inside.
Northwest mixing it up with some run, some pass. Their offense has been dynamic tonight, to say the least. Trailing by one currently, their first possession of the second half here. Really, and they started off with a big return by Devin Garner.
The only one that's really stopped Northwest is Northwest. Two turnovers. Other than that, it's been an offensive show for Jackson Northwest.
Four wide receivers, three of them split to the right for Crowley, and he's going to run it. Looking to get to the right edge. Now he's going to try to turn up field. Cut back. We got a flag on the play where you would expect to see a holding call. Crowley is pulled down for about a 2-yard gain. But my gut says that flag's going to be against Northwest for holding.
And we have not seen. It's been has there been five penalties this whole game?
Right. I mean, we had an offside penalty against Northwest. We had the personal foul at the end of the half. And then this one is all I can recall.
Yeah.
And that will be a holding call against the Mounties.
Holding call on Northwest.
So that'll bring up second and goal, and that's going to put them at the 18-yard line.
Put the ball at the
18-yard line. 18 yards is not daunting to me when you think about the Northwest offense, though. They've been able to eat up chunks of yardage quickly with big plays.
Okay,
last call for the
out of town scoreboard. Concord leads Jonesville now 24-8.
50-50 is over
Western scored to start the half, and then Marshall came back and kicked the field goal. It's 25-17. Western leads Marshall.
Out of the shotgun, and Crowley is taken down to the ground hard, but we see a flag come out real quick, and that looks like that's going to be a face mask. He had his hands right around his helmet. So he's pulled down again for a loss of probably another 7 yards.
Yes, yep.
And it's a personal foul face mask, so they're going to get that yardage back after the play. Oh, kind of a violent tackle back there in the wrap-up, and he was right around his head, and he's wrestled him right to the ground. But Crowley, tough to stay on his feet back there. So we'll assess the penalty here and give you a reset on where Northwest stands. It'll be second down again. 6:54 here in the third, 29-30. Northwest trails by one. Penalty walks them down to the 12-yard line. So second and goal from the 12 makes it a lot more manageable for the Mounties offense.
13-yard line. Still be second down and goal to go for the Mounties.
Crowley breaks the huddle. It's two wide receivers to his left. One out to his right is Hall. And Lily Weems in the backfield. In motion. Pitch out to Lily Weems. Hit in the backfield, but he turns it upfield, and he's in.
Nice run.
It's a couple pitch yards there, down about the 6-yard line.
Lily Weems off the right side.
Third and goal from where they spot it.
Minus the one.
Pull it back a little
minus,
bit. About
minus the
nine.
One fumble by Lily Weems. I'll tell you what, he's had a nice football game for Jackson Northwest as well.
Yeah,
even that was a tough fumble. I mean, that was a guy from behind stripped it.
6'1", 185, senior, Alan Lily Weems for the Mounties.
And we were expecting to see Eatman tonight, too. And
right. Crowley takes out of the shotgun, looking to pass. And it looks like he's hit as he throws.
A little pressure right there.
Comes up short. Pass intended for Bryce Darrow.
Crowley's pass incomplete in that third down play.
So they bring up fourth and goal from about the 11, Matt. Excuse me, I say 11, I mean 9.
I knew what you meant.
You knew. Well, you can see.
I can see, is that what you said?
You can see, yeah, you can see, but I want to try to be accurate for our radio listening audience around the world at WKHM.com. 540 on the clock there, 29-30. Northwest Trails by one. And they are going for it here on fourth down. Fourth and goal. Crowley back to pass, rolls out. Looking to throw now, he's going to run. And he cuts into the end zone, touchdown! Ryan Crowley in the Mounties go for it big. Another rollout. Turned into a design run there for the quarterback. And Crowley into the end zone again. 35-30, Northwest retakes the lead.
Oh, he's had quite a game.
Looking very comfortable out there. Just a junior, Ryan Crowley. 6'1", 175, QB, DB. And has been a spark plug here for the Northwest offense. So wait to see. I'm going to guess they go for two, and as Crowley comes back in, that looks like almost certain. 35-30, Northwest. You know, it's been a fun game to watch. A lot of scoring, a lot of big plays. Crowley takes the snap and the two-point attempt. Gives it Lily Weems, and he's pulled down for a loss. Two-point conversion, no good. 35-30, Northwest over Hastings. 1 minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Just under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Northwest scores again, make it 35-30 with the Mounties back on the field ready to kick off. And at this point, Matt, it's starting to look like the team that's able to get a defensive stop is going to be the one who's going to emerge winner as the winner.
Or the one that avoids turnovers.
Yeah. We got a score update from Withington. Jackson High leads 21-14, end of three. So they head in the fourth quarter. We still got almost 6 minutes to play in ours.
I got a couple more if you want them. Captain Steve, Lumen Christie, he leads Harper Creek 14-10. Napoleon, lead now cut to 27-20 over Michigan Center.
Wow.
Grass Lake, end of the third, it's 53-0. Grass Lake over East Jackson.
Kickoff goes to the right, caught at the 40. He's still on his feet. Return man over the 50 down to the 45. And Hastings will start with good field position again.
And one more, and I think maybe a little bit of an upset. Western, 32-17 over Marshall.
Wow.
And Steel Fortress and Connor Cottingham, according to Twitter, are putting on an offensive show for the Western Panthers.
That's that kind of trail that we've been following this year. Coldwater goes into Jackson High and beats them. Then they play Marshall and lose, and now Marshall's playing Western. And Western looks like they're going to beat them. And did Coldwater just beat Marshall Western?
And Coldwater, end of the third quarter, leads Penfield 10-0, who beat Western last week. that's that IA conference. I mean, part of that is we talked about that. I'm telling you, this is a tough league.
First down, big run.
Ryan Allen.
That is Ryan Allen for the Hastings Saxons. He's going to get about 11 on the play. First down for the Saxons. Moving the ball into Northwest Mountie territory. And they will spot that right about the 34-yard line.
34, first and 10 for Hastings. The concession stand on the Hastings side of the field is now closed, but the concession stand underneath the press box is still open.
Hastings working out of the wing tee there. Tight formation. Give goes to the outside, tripped up. Short gain. That's Ethan Klipfer for Hastings.
Hastings carry off the left side.
Let's make second down and 7 yards.
Northwest stopped him after a gain of about two.
So go 4 minutes, 51 seconds. 35-30 Northwest leads, trying to get a stop here against the Hastings Saxons. Looks like a little jumble in the backfield, but the carry is actually goes to the first guy. No fake. He falls down. Call it another 4 yards on the play. We get third down and two for the Saxons of Hastings. Matt, give us a little. Let's say you don't know where Hastings is. Where would you find that on a map?
I'd say the best way to describe it is between Battle Creek and Grand Rapids. It's kind of that angle right up there.
All right. It's kind of a large net you cast there, but I get what you're saying. I looked it up on a map today. On third down.
Is that a good?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. The positioning.
All right.
A tough run there. Dragging a couple guys. Looks like he was going to get stopped short of the first down. Instead, Skyler Brower drags him, and he's going to get a no-doubt first down, it looks like to me. And they do signal. And Hastings continues to move the chains. Now under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. We're looking forward to our fourth quarter, brought to you by BG Landscape. And the Hastings out with their first down play, sticking with that tight formation. They work out of the wing tee. Confusion in the backfield. A little stumble there on the center exchange. So the quarterback just grabs it and runs. Capen is going to try to head for about 8 yards on that first down play. Looked like he struggled to get a handle on that football on the snap, so he just made a snap decision and just ran with it. Turns into a pretty nice game.
Ball to 15. Second down three.
Saxon's ready to go here again. Second down to three. Three backs. Give is up the middle. And it looks like that was Brower again. And Brower, it was kind of funny to watch there, Matt. He had one guy holding his leg while he tried to drag it out of there, pull it out of there. Was unsuccessful in the attempt, but still a first down for Hastings as they continue to creep here into Northwest territory. And you got to – I can appreciate that the Mounties defense is tired because as their offense has been quick strike, Hastings – has been more likely to have long, sustained drives like they're doing now. The Mounties defense spent a lot of time.
And they pretty much have stuck
the field. There's a fumble on the snap. And Northwest gets to him.
Fumble in the backfield.
Able to recover.
I think this wing tee has been more effective for Hastings with the ball control.
Mm-hmm.
They've also had a big play out of it, a big pass play out of it for a touchdown out of that, too.
Fumble on the snap, so they will lose a yard on the play. Second down. And Northwest, the play they need to get them a little room to work with here on the defense. Backed up in their own territory here with Hastings driving from the 12-yard line. Second down. And Give gets to the outside. He drills down to the 5-yard line. Pulled down is Brower again. He's been the go-to back here for the second half for the Saxons. And
we're
going to get the spot actually right on the 5-yard line. So that will bring up third down. 3 yards with room to get a first down before the end zone pops up. 1:37 to go here in the third. Hastings trails by five. Give goes up the middle, and he stays on his feet into the end zone. And that is Ryan Allen for the Hastings Saxons. And it's 36-35 Hastings with a minute and a half to go here in the third period. And just a methodical march down the field.
Right down their throat. You're right, though. I think whichever team can get a defensive stop right here and avoids turnovers will win this football game.
And it looks like Hastings setting up to kick the extra point on the play. Stretch their lead out to two. They lead 36-35 now after the touchdown. Hastings sets by the field. Hold is down. Kick is up. Looks good from here. Signal is agreeance from the referees. 37-35, a minute and a half. We'll take a 30-second break. Northwest trails by two on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman live from Northwest High School. Minute and a half to go in the third. 37-35 in the shootout here. We've had a lot of back and forth, a lot of points on the board. And Northwest ready to receive and take their turn to add to the score total. And Hastings still huddled up on the field. Now they'll spread out into their kick formation. Early on, they were kicking them high and short. They did try to go deep on the last play, and Garner burned them. So I imagine we'll go to another short one. A roller bounces up. Nice jump and grab. Then looks like the Northwest Hands team able to pull it in and bring it down.
So I tell you, that was a nice onside kick right there. That ball was really turned it into a 50-50 ball.
Yeah, Matt, spotted at the 45. And, yeah, like you said, Matt, that low roller took that bounce just at the right time where it looked like it was going to get over the heads of those Northwest guys. We were going to have a battle for it, but jumped up and caught it and pulled it down. So Northwest with decent field position to start this drive as we head toward 9 o'clock on WKHM-FM, Brooklyn Jackson, K105.3, the football frenzy from Northwest High School. A minute 20 for the Mounties to work here in the third. Fourth quarter action still to come. Don't go anywhere. You might miss some points. Geez, don't blink. Out of the shotgun, Crowley's got it. Looking to run right away. And he's hit after about 2 yards and pulled backwards. It's second and 8 yards for the Mounties.
Wyatt Smith is the stop for Hastings.
We will get number 88, Nick Weller, out of into the game now. Breaks the play from the sideline.
Ball spotted at the 47.
Northwest staying out of staying in the shotgun. We get two wide left for Crowley. Garner near the left sideline. And that's the way that Crowley rolls. Gets some pressure. Pull down. Set. Loss of about six for Ryan Crowley in the Northwest offense. As the clock continues to run, now down to 30 seconds here in the third quarter. Third, and it's going to be about 14 for the Mounties.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is a big play right here. I mean, this is probably part of this right here might be one of the biggest plays of this game thus far. I mean, this is a long third down right here, and if Hastings gets a stop, get the ball back. Hastings hasn't been stopped really by Northwest here in the second half. So,
and now Northwest can go to the sidelines. So
I think that's a good call. Might as well.
Time runs out. 37-35, end of the third quarter. Northwest trails by two at home on homecoming night. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Alro Plastics, offering plastic shapes and machine parts to Alro Steel's existing customer base. Alro Plastics product offerings include sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Their processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their industrial applications and stocking the appropriate engineered materials. Alro Plastics, since 1987, and online at alroplastics.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, madman Matt Lehman, digging out his 50-50 tickets, coming up short. That's going to be a big pot. Did they say what the pot was, Matt?
Last I heard, it was like $700.
Yeah, there's a ton of folks here at Northwest Homecoming Game, and the Mounties have been putting on a show. They trail by two now, and they got a big play here. Going to call it third down and 14 yards. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Fourth quarter of this game is brought to you by B&G Landscape. B&G Landscape.
Got mulch?
Got mulch, indeed. Shotgun for Ryan Crowley. Too wide to his right. Working left to right. Snap is a little low. He picks it up. Up in the air. And no good. Darius Case stopped to look for the football and was overthrown. A miscommunication on the route, I think. Ryan Crowley has got a heck of an arm for a junior quarterback. And he overthrew him by about 5 yards once Case stopped running. Darius Case, homecoming king tonight. But looks like Northwest is going to have to punt it away. Trailing by just 2 points. But the defense, after a long time on the field on the previous drive, will head back out there with a difficult task of stopping this Hastings offense. Back to return the punt. I believe that is Drew Westworth for Hastings. And the punt won't go anywhere. Hastings breaks through the line, takes the punter down.
They're going to get a celebration penalty.
Looks like we'll get an excessive celebration penalty, but that won't change the turnover.
That's sportsmanlike. Unsportsmanlike conduct. That's a tough one, sportsmanlike. I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you be excited about that play? Hastings. Big play by Hastings. Northwest defense now has had the difficulty of their task exacerbated. They're going to have quite the job cut out for themselves now. They'll be backed up at least in their own territory. They'll get 15 yards of it back here, but they struggled to stop Hastings on that last drive and see if they've got the magic this time. Really a feeling of a shift of momentum. A lot of the air taken out of this crowd. With 11:50 to go in the game, Northwest only trails by two. Northwest cheerleading crew out here working to pump up the crowd. So they've got the varsity and the JV on the track tonight. Spanning from about 25 to 25 almost. A big squad. So Hastings will take over first and 10 from the Northwest 42-yard line. Coming out in that tight formation, looking to eat up some clock, put up some points. Gives right into the middle for Ryan Allen, and he's pulled down for, call it, 2.5. So every second down and 7.5. If you didn't have your calculator handy.
Got to get a save. If Northwest is going to get a stop, they're going to have to do it right here, this drive.
Big play time for the Mounties.
You know, this is just this game has been back and forth. We talked early in the game. It was almost going to come down to extra points and two-point conversions. Because early in the game, I think Hastings struggled with that.
Northwest jumped off sides. We get a flag. That could be a procedure penalty against Hastings.
Yeah,
nope, they got the offside signal there. So 5 yards for Hastings. And you know, Matt, I mean, we said who's going to get the first stop, and Hastings
did.
Made that play, so Northwest is going to have to buck that trend and get a stop of their own here. 5-yard penalty on second down doesn't help. Second and long three.
Yeah, makes second long, second and short.
Hastings, Capen sets up under center. Three backs. Gives not a, it was not a clean handoff, but he still runs into the line, able to get the first down. He's near the 30-yard line. And it looked like the quarterback just kind of ran into the running back, and the running back yanked the ball away, and that's Drew Westworth for the first down carry for Hastings. And did they spot the football? I can't even see it.
Ball advanced just side of the 30-yard line.
First down.
Hastings has a first and 10.
Oh, there it was. He was standing back in front of it. So we're at the 31 with a first and 10 for Hastings. Largely penalty-free in this game, really. It's been a couple personal fouls and celebration penalties, but as far as procedurally, they've been good. This time on the run, though, big play for Hastings through the line. Ryan Allen takes it all the way to the house for six.
Ryan Allen for the Hastings touchdown.
Big play for Hastings, 43-35. And 10:07 to go in the game, Northwest. Falling behind by eight. Chance to make it 10.
Say that
Hastings goes with the extra point.
Yeah, that wing tee, is it does. It wears you down. I mean, you're sitting there and you got all the fake handoffs and, you know, trying to read that. And it's like they just kind of, it's like body shot, body shot, body shot, and then boom, knockout.
And Hastings will indeed set up for a kick try here.
This is a,
make it a
big,
9-point advantage.
A big extra point right here. This would make it a two-score game.
His other attempts have been no doubters. Hold us down, and that one's up. Big leg into it, and it's good.
The point is up and good.
43, make it 44-35. Hastings with the 9-point advantage. Northwest with 10:07 to go on the K105.3 Football Frenzy 30-second break.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared with help from Lester Brothers. They have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end-of-the-year projects, from residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel. No job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Well, Matt, we said it was going to be the first team that got a stop. Hastings got the stop. Northwest didn't. It turns into a 9-point advantage and starting to look.
Now they're going to have to. Now they're going to have to put something together here, and then they're going to have to get a stop. Or, you know, maybe do something on a, you know, an onside kick type deal. But a lot of game left. There's 10:07 left. Mm-hmm. Plenty of time. These are high school kids. And, you know, one thing that Hastings has not done is they have not turned the ball over. Have they?
No.
And see what? And Northwest has twice and both times led directly to Hastings scores. And we talked about that. Because this would be a different game. Those two turnovers are huge plays in this game.
Without a question, Matt. Hastings set to kick off. Darius Case and Devin Garner deep for the Mounties. And Hastings very nearly had themselves an onside kick recovery on their last kickoff. Ball falls off the tee. Devin put it back on. Almost looked like he wasn't sure if he was going to go put it back on or not.
That Western Marshall, Western Marshall's getting interesting. It's now 32-30, Western hanging on. That's in the about more than 9 minutes left in that game. We have a Jackson still 21-14, I think.
High kick, a little bit deep down to the 25, mishandled by Case. He's going to get hit, and he's going to fall back to about the 16-yard line. No, Matt, my last update was the 21-14 score.
24, that's what I have, too.
And
2:29 left, and that was 2 minutes ago, tweet from
Darius Case with
JTV. So we'll see what happens. Some good ball games around the area.
Yeah, if you're looking for coverage
of
that.
A great one here.
If you're looking coverage for the end of that Jackson High, East Lansing tilt. Newsuck 970, WKHM.
You know what?
101.5 FM, WKHM.com.
I'll tell you what. You know, we've talked, you know, last week we had probably on paper not a strong game, Western or Vandercook Lake and East Jackson. And tonight we got two 0-2 teams, Northwest and Hastings. And I'll tell you what, the last 2 weeks we have seen two outstanding games.
Yeah. They whistled the play dead on that one, and timeout Hastings. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Fourth quarter action brought to you by B&G Landscape. Got mulch? 10 minutes to go in this tilt. Yeah, we've had a couple of good games back-to-back here. Matt, and that's not to say that we didn't enjoy watching our first game with Columbia Central and Napoleon, but it lacked the suspense
that
we've had.
What I'm saying is I think that was a rivalry game. It was then more anticipated, whatever. You know, I think that you're going, oh, you got East Jackson, Vanderbilt. Oh, you got Northwest and Hastings. And they've been two good football games.
Entertaining.
Back and forth, entertaining, you know, down to the wire. And I think, you know, this game may go down to the wire.
You know, we got a couple of requests following that East Jackson Vandercook Lake game for the audio. If you'd like to listen to any of our broadcasts after the fact, you can go to jacksonespn.com and click on that high school sports audio tab. And you can go back as far as last year's football season. Basketball is on there, and our games up to this point this year as well.
Is that the Those are the audios that they send in for the awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of the shotgun, Crowley gets pressure. He's sacked. Loss of about five. And now we got some flags on the play as well after the whistle. So we got some extracurricular, and it's another unsportsmanlike against Hastings.
Got a Harper Creek Lumen Christi update. Minute left. Harper Creek leads Lumen Christi 24-14.
Wow! Quick turnaround in that one.
I tell you, you look at that schedule, and it might be tough for Lumen Christi to get in the playoffs this year. And they may do it as a 5-4 team, but they're going to have their work cut out.
Yeah,
that,
tough league.
That tough league.
That.
I'm telling you.
Every night
you got to bring it.
And next week, Lumen Christi comes into Northwest and. You know, that's not a slam dunk. We've seen Northwest able to put up some points, so
they have. They're gonna have to certainly handle Crowley. He has been outstanding in this game for Northwest.
Got some pressure there on the last play, sacked, but the penalty keeps it first down and 10. Northwest from their own 28-yard line.
Penalty takes the ball to the 28-yard line.
9:50 to go in this tilt. Still a lot of time for Northwest to make up this 9-point deficit. Crowley gets it immediately, takes it down and runs it. Gets to the outside. Now he'll turn up field. We get a flag on the field. Crowley's still on his feet over the 40.
Nice.
Working to the 50, and that
nice
flag is going to hurt because it's going to be a hole.
62. The two offensive linemen right there, they tell the story right there. They're just walking back. Yeah, that's a tough penalty right there. Really nullifies just a absolute outstanding run by Ryan Crowley. And he broke three or four tackles.
Mm-hmm.
He turned what should have been about a 4 or 5 yard gain into about 25.
And for a moment, it looked like he could go to the house with that, and just got dragged down, but from behind. And as soon as you saw that laundry on the field, he knew it wasn't looking good for Northwest, right in that area where you'd expect it to be a holding call.
First down.
Always a possibility of a defensive holding, but that's generally not the case. And Northwest now first and 20 from the 20. Make it to 19. Trips right for Crowley. And one man to his left. Looked like offside on Hastings.
Oh,
tipped. Intercepted. And we know Ryan Allen can run, and a huge block on the field. We got a Northwest player down after that. Absolutely blindsided.
Yeah. And legal. I mean, it was right between the numbers. It's one of those hits that occur on you see them on returns. You just don't see it coming.
You see it
on punt returns, kick returns, and interceptions. And it was a legal hit, and He's up. He's okay.
And he get up. He is limping off, but he is all right.
Yep. He shake the cobwebs off, but the good news is he's running to the right sideline.
The bad news is he's seeing his team backed up in their own end again with Hastings knocking on the door to putting this one out of reach. 9:21 to go in our tilt. 44-35 Hastings in the interception return. Not a bad thrown ball, but it did get tipped out of the wide receiver's reach, and the third guy who tried to catch is the one who pulled it down, and that was Ryan Allen, who's having himself a tremendous game for Hastings. There was a little known rule in the Subway Player of the Game handbook that says if the location of your school is between Battle Creek and Grand Rapids, you're ineligible.
Well, I figured that. I figured that. And by the way, don't think I didn't hear that comment about me being born in 1940. You said that a little while ago. You kind of said it under your breath before we went to commercial.
Kind of right at the break, yeah.
Yeah, I made a note of it. I made a mental note of it.
Hastings from the four, first and goal. And it's carried into the end zone. Touchdown, Saxons. 50-35, a lot of points on the board in the second half. It's really been a Saxons offensive show. And now stepping up with the defense, too, creating another turnover against Northwest. And now more points. 50-35, they'll have an extra point attempt coming. And that can make it a 16-point advantage. And, you know, I don't know, you just kind of get the feeling that right now Hastings feels pretty comfortable defending Northwest's attack. Extra point low, but it does get over the crossbar. 51-35 with 9:17 to go in the game. The Hastings Saxons over the Northwest Mounties. 30-second break. We're back with a kickoff on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake, serving up the classics for over 70 years. At the Beach Bar, they want you to feel good about what you eat. So they have no frozen ingredients, no fried foods. Their sandwiches, croissants, salads, and pizzas are made to order, not pre-made. Their world-famous soups are made every morning from scratch, and the Beach Bar takes pride in offering a one-of-a-kind menu. Dine in or take out. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach Road in Clark Lake.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Northwest trying to fire themselves up. It's going to take some Herculean effort from these players to surmount this 16-point disadvantage with 9:17 to go. That's still a lot of time with the quick strike Northwest offense. They can put 16 points up real quick.
Be a good return here. Need a good return. Last time, you know, they end up starting at the 16-yard line and just kind of failed from there. They need a nice return here and put together a drive.
And we got Devin Garner back deep for the Mounties. Everyone else a little bit closer. And again, it's a short, high kick. Fielded near the 35, they fall on it. It'll be Northwest possession at their own 35.5-yard line.
Kickoff feathered by number 33, Connor Peters.
And it looks like we may have a final from the Jackson High game. Matt.
21-14.
Jackson High just stopped East Lansing at 4th-and-2 from the Jackson High 11. Game over. Jackson High holds on 21-14 with a big defensive stand.
Excellent.
Vikings take down East Lansing. Teetering around 9 minutes here in our tilt. And a 16-point lead for the Saxons of Hastings. 51-35. A lot of scoring tonight. It's been fun to watch. We'll see if that Northwest offense can get back on track and put up some big points quick. Aaron Snap goes over the head of Crowley. He's going to chase it down to the 15 and dive on it. So on the first down, just a unforced error that you can't have. And that's going to set him back 20 yards. First and 30, Matt. Or second and 30, excuse me. They do lose the down.
Yeah. It's been a
fatigue has a lot to do with it. The defense has worked hard, and they haven't played badly, but they've just been on the field so much tonight, and Hastings has just been grinding it out. They've got a couple really big guys on that offense-defense line who are just beating up. And there's a delayed handoff going to Lily Weems, and he's pulled down for no gain. So bring up third and about 20 for the Northwest offense. I'm sorry, 30, Matt.
It's a long way. You know, and it's...
I'd have to stop for a break if I was trying to walk it.
I would... I'm gonna say he's going to throw it up to Gardner. See if Gardner can make a play. Why not? You know, you got a chance maybe... get a chance maybe draw, you know, a penalty.
We're now under 7.5 as the clock continues to run. And Crowley is sacked again. And just nothing doing on that possession for the Northwest Mounties. Starts with a mistake, and then where do you go from there? Hastings just pinned their ears back and ran after him.
Mounties to the 10-yard line. We're going to bring up fourth down.
Fourth, and what do they have on the scoreboard? 35. Fourth down, 35.
Yep.
Back to punt. No one really deep for Hastings to return. It's a high punt. It's going to take a bounce at the 35. Goes northwest direction over the 40 to the 43. And they'll down it. That's where Hastings will take over possession with 6:34 on the clock.
Hastings will have it first and 10.
And we'll get the Hastings offense back out on the field. Northwest just absolutely needed to make a play on that possession and went awry right from the first snap.
Well, you know, if you want to summarize the game a little bit, you got the turnovers, three of them, and they've been big. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, in my opinion, another big play in this game was the holding penalty after the long run by Crowley.
Sure.
It was still manageable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a 9-point game, in Northwest, and I think that was it took a little wind out of their sails because the next play was the tipped interception, and now it's becoming an insurmountable hole here.
Brian Allen takes the handoff for Hastings on first down, goes nowhere. Give him a yard and a half. Second down and 8.
Gain of a couple on the play.
6:10. As the clock continues to run for the Hastings Saxons.
Taking their time, watching the back official when he starts in his countdown.
Under 6 minutes, 51-35. Hastings with the ball. Tight formation. Northwest jumps off sides, tries to get back, but the flags are thrown. And what really through three quarters, Matt, was just penalty free for the most part. Now we've gotten a couple of big penalties here late in the game that have just not caused Northwest to start falling behind, but certainly part of a litany of issues here late in the game. So bring up second and 2 for the Hastings Saxons from the Northwest 35-yard line. And the give goes to Westworth. Looks like he might have gotten enough for the first down. He's pulled back on the tackle by Darius Case for Northwest. And the spot looks good for a first down.
Darius Case with a stop for Northwest.
5:07 to go. And it is short of the first down, so make a 3rd and 1 for Hastings. As we're now under 5 minutes left in this K105.3 game of the week, Northwest and Hastings. Congrats to our qualifiers for the Art Main Chevrolet 2017 two-year lease and a Chevy Cruze.
So how many people will be in that drawing? Nine games?
10 90? Every game, yep.
90? Okay. Plus.
And the give is to Westworth. He's gotten to the outside. He's got the first down. Now he's down near the 20. Pulled down at the 22. Or it'll be first and 10 for Hastings. Yeah, man, it's real fun at the qualifying party, too. Like, they dole out keys to everyone, and you get to try and start your...
Really?
Yeah, see if it's going to work. It's pretty sweet.
Where's that party at the end of the year?
Art Main Chevrolet.
Art Main's, all right.
You're not invited. First and 10, Hastings. Huddled up on the field, actually, clock, counting down.
Actually, I already talked to Jay Rod, and he said I was going.
Oh, okay. Trying to go over my head. Fair's fair. Hastings gives into the line, and Ryan Allen is pulled down quickly. No gain on the play for Hastings.
And Ryan Allen's been a story here in this game.
Well, you know, that's not Ryan Allen. As I said, the number's difficult to see. Devin Plank on the carry. Yeah. There's about three guys that all have kind of the same measurements on the ball.
But in this game, he's got four touchdowns in this game for Hastings. So he's been their guy.
Got that three-headed monster of a running back system going
if
there.
Hastings,
but
if Hastings
Allen
wasn't,
has shown.
They weren't out of the Subway jurisdiction. You know, he would be a candidate for our player of the game, but unfortunately, Hastings.
It's an obscure rule, but we have to enforce it.
We have to enforce it. It has to be a Jackson area.
By the books here at the K105.3. Football frenzy. Law and order every time. Capen under center with three behind him. Who will he give it to this time? And I'm not sure he gets to the outside. It is going to the end zone. And he took it to the right side. Another one of those where I was fooled. Not sure who had it. Another 6 points on the scoreboard for Hastings. Pouring it on here. And they're going to give that touchdown to Skyler Brower.
Brower, 23-yard touchdown.
With 3 minutes to go, 57-35. Second half, especially the fourth quarter, all Hastings in this one. I'll send that kicking unit back onto the field. Try to count down these final 3 minutes. It's Northwest. Looked impressive early. But it was level of aggression that apparently unsustainable. And here's your snap. Hold is down. Kick is up. It's a high one. And that one is good. Make it 58-35.
3 minutes to,
3 minutes to go. We'll take a 30-second break on the game of the week. Came on a 5.3 football frenzy. Northwest way behind.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, stay tuned after the broadcast tonight. Subway player of the game. I got a couple names in mind. I know Matt does too. And we will discuss that and make a decision for you. And we'll set up details of next week's broadcast. Another really good tilt, one I'm kind of excited to see as an old Cascades Conference guy. We got 3 minutes to take care of here, and let's see if Northwest can get a little momentum back here and, you know, end the game on a positive note. You want to get that offense back in gear because they really had it working for the first 28 minutes of this game.
This was, like I said, second half, you know, early, I guess maybe early in the third quarter, Hastings just kind of took over. And they just, Northwest has not been able to stop them.
And here's the kickoff, another short end over end. Fair caught. He botched the catch. Looks like he's able to dive on it. So they would spot it there at the 37-yard line. muffed that catch. Able to get to it, though.
Covered by Northwest.
Looks like busy guy over there on the kick return team, the hands team, Connor Peters for Northwest. He's actually made a couple of really nice plays on some of those, you know, those high rolling over kicks that are tough to field. And Devin Garner, wide right. Crowley now under center, I formation, and gives to the fullback into the line, drags a couple guys. He's up near the 40. That'll set up second down and 7 for Northwest. Now under 3 minutes. The clock runs. 58-35, our score. Darius Case back into the game. Homecoming king tonight.
Hayden Black, check that.
Sure, he'd rather have the win than the crown. But it's a nice little consolation, I suppose. I was a homecoming king that. Very fun night. I formation for the Mounties again. They give to the fullback. And he's met right at the line by the Hastings interior defense. Two big kids up there for those guys. Number 79, Trevor Ryan. And number 88, Michael Royal.
Hayden Black with the carry off the left side.
Well, bring up third down 7.
Steel Fortress just ran 15 yards for a first down, and what is a game sealing first down, and it looks like Western is going to knock off Marshall.
Wow.
32-30. We got some scores around if we want. Concord and Jonesville. Concord won 31-8. That's a final.
Crowley under center. I formation, two wide to his left. Two straight gives to the fullback on third down. He's going to give to the halfback. Nice cut. Runs it into the line. He's hit after a gain of about 2. And the scrum will roll out to the side. So that'll make it 4th and 5 for the Mounties. With 1:13 as the seconds tick away.
The gain of a couple in the play.
And play comes in from the sideline for Northwest. Fourth down with now 52 seconds on the clock as it ticks away still. Northwest will come out in that I formation again. Two wide receivers, one to each side for Crowley on the fourth down play. 37 seconds, now we get a whistle. And timeout for Northwest. 35.8. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. K105.3 football. Frenzy. Man, we're only 3 games into the season, and it's gotten real fun.
It is. And I'm this I-8 fascinates me. It really does. You know, I mean, you know, Harper Creek beats Lumen tonight. And I guess, you know, you look at it now, it looks like Harper Creek is probably right now the team to beat in this I-8 conference.
Front runners for sure.
Yeah, front runners for sure, but you know, you got Marshall still, you know, they lost tonight to a Western team that you know, that lost 48-34 last week to Penfield, and Penfield gets beat by Coldwater, you know, tonight. So it's great.
Kind of a glut of teams there at 1-1.
It's good. That's fun. You got to bring it. It comes down to making plays and, you know, not turning the ball over and little things like that.
Fourth down play for Northwest, 35 seconds. Passes it out to Devin Garner. Cuts it upfield. Looks like he's going to be close to the first down. I don't know. The way he went down at the end of the play, it's going to make it close.
There, he waved it first
down. They did wave it first down. Good for them. No measurement necessary for this crew.
Nope.
They're on it. First down for Northwest, and the clock starts again, 26 seconds. It's the stands have mostly cleared out. Capacity crowd for homecoming night here in Northwest. A few diehards hanging in. 15 seconds now on the clock. Crowley's got the team at the line of scrimmage. 10 seconds, and he'll give to the fullback. And that ought to take care of the clock. 3-2-1, sound the gun. Our final score, 58-35 from Northwest. The Mounties fall to the Hastings Saxons tonight on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. And we will take a two-minute break here on the postgame. Come back and get you your Subway player of the game. And we'll set things up for next week's game of the week on K105.3.
Go blue, go green, go gold tag flooring sale. Collins Brothers Abbey Carpet of Jackson is passing you big savings with free carpet installations during the national fall gold tag flooring sale. That's right, free installation on first string carpets from the Collins Brothers stable of premier carpet brands. First down, lifetime wear warranty. Second down, lifetime stain warranty. Third down, lifetime soil warranty. Touchdown, free carpet installation. Go Collins Brothers, go gold tag flooring sale. Going on now in downtown Jackson.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Final score from Northwest, 58-35. The Mounties couldn't keep pace with the Saxons in the second half, and Hastings will walk away with the victory. Their first of the season. Northwest falls to 0-3 and 0-2 in the Interstate 8 Conference, which is going to be a wild, wild ride this season, it looks like. And Matt and I in agreeance, player of the game tonight, Ryan Crowley from Northwest. Huge first half, throwing touchdown passes galore. Came out in the second half, and that first drive, they actually, you know, they get something going. And from there on out, it was stoppage. And like you said, failed to go deep a lot late in the second half, and it just seemed like Crowley never got time in the backfield once.
I'd like to see how many total yards he had tonight. I mean, I got to believe he was really close to 400.
He was
close to 400 yards. I mean, he had to have been
on the ground,
on the ground and the air combined. I think he probably had 400 yards of total offense at least in that neighborhood. So, you know, this was a game I think that Northwest kind of let get out of hand a little bit. They scored right there at the end of the half to take the lead, had a lot of momentum, homecoming. Mm-hmm. But they came out in the second half, and I think that we talked about a couple of fumbles, interception, and all three of those led to Hastings touchdowns.
Yeah, Hastings was a...
Yeah, points after turnovers were huge in this game. And I told you, the other thing I really felt was that run that Crowley had. He turned about a five-yard run into 25, and it was brought back on a hold. And it was an 8-point, no, it was a 9-point game at that time. They were driving. Looked like that would have been a momentum play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you go down and you score, maybe get the two, whatever. Now it's a 1-point game. That didn't happen. Is after that penalty, Crowley threw a tipped interception that was returned deep, and Hastings ran it in and scored, and that was the ball game.
Yeah, nice job by a couple of running backs on the Hastings roster. Particularly Ryan Allen. We'll give him an honorable mention, ineligible for the Player of the Game award. Skyler Brower also got into the end zone a number of times, and you know, tough runs on the field by Drew Westworth as well.
Yeah, Kopp and their quarterback was, you know, nice player.
And, you know, we had the scouting report. Hastings was not a bad team. Certainly better than the 41-14 final they had against Lumen Christie. And I think we saw shades of that tonight, where at times it looked like they were world beaters, and then they looked pedestrian on their first early possessions. So in the end, it came down to who was going to stop the other team, and late in the game, Hastings was stopping Northwest with regularity.
Yep,
so the Mounties, still a great effort out here. The homecoming fans were treated to an awesome show, and really have some things to be happy about from their team in general. When you've got a guy who's our player of the game, Ryan Crowley, a quarterback. He's a junior this year, so they'll have him back next year, and they've got quite a few 11s on their roster that they can count on seeing back next year, and just look to take the program in another positive direction, another step closer to become one of those programs that they're talking about to win that Interstate 8. So, again, our player of the game tonight, Ryan Crowley. We don't have the numbers. He threw for a few touchdowns, ran for a couple.
He had about 140 and two touchdowns. So,
yeah.
You know.
He was big, and all the offense flowed through him. So, honorable mention there to Devin Garner as well for a couple of huge plays. But, he's not able to make those touchdowns without a strong arm, accurate throw from Ryan Crowley. So, that's kind of always the drawback of the wide receiver position is if you don't have a quarterback.
Gardner had a nice return, too, in a kickoff,
he did.
Too.
Yeah, so he was – they were neck and neck, and I think Crowley just kind of – through toughness and some couple extra plays, took that award. So congrats to our Subway player of the game, Ryan Crowley. Matt, get your Subway club with bacon.
And everything.
I'll have meatball marinara with pepperoni.
I'm making me hungry right now.
I know. Well, if you weren't hungry already, you should be. It's getting late. Time for some dinner. And I'm going to get out of here. Let's set up this next week's broadcast, though. We're going to be heading out to scenic Grass Lake, Michigan, where the Grass Lake Warriors, who are looking like the class of the Cascades Conference thus far, will take on a team that's regularly in the hunt for the Cascades Crown, and that's the Manchester Flying Dutch. So
it's gonna be they played twice last year.
Yeah.
And Manchester won both games. That's gonna be I'm excited, because Coach Wes Gall over at Manchester. Really one of the finest coaches in our area, one of the finest coaches in the state. He's been there a long time. Coach Randy Cole at Grass Lake, same thing. Two outstanding coaches, outstanding programs, and they both had this game circled on the calendar for sure.
And two really different styles. Yep. Grass Lake wide open, kind of like we saw from Northwest tonight, ready to put points up quick. Yep. And Manchester's got that devastating rushing attack most years, so... Yep. Pretty excited to go to that game, and that'll be your game of the week next week on K105.3. We'll see you for pregame about 10 to 7. Kick it off around 7 o'clock, and make sure you get there early for your chance to sign up for the 2017 Chevy Cruze. Built-in Wi-Fi in that car, Matt, and that's coming from Art Main Chevrolet. Get that 2-year lease. We'll get 10 more qualifiers at the tailgate before the tilt. So head out to Grass Lake with us next week, or tune it in right here on K105.3, online around the world, K105.3.com. The K105.3 Football Frenzy. We'll wrap it up, send it back to the studio. Thanks to Mike Reed. I'm Steve Boyle. With me, as always, Madman Matt Lehman.
Thanks for listening to Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3. This week's game has been brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Lester Brothers, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape Creations, Tri-County Water, Subway, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Elrose Steel, and Art Main Chevrolet. We now return you to your regular scheduled broadcasting on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.